Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
One Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Baltimore Orioles are nailing down a five-year contract worth $155 million for first baseman Pete Alonso after the five-time All-Star failed to get a long-term deal to remain with the New York Mets. College football, Toledo today named Mike Jacobs their new head coach. Former Ohio State offensive lineman will replace Jason Candle, who left for UConn. Jacobs had been the head coach at Mercer and has been a head coach for 10 years at various levels. Washington Commanders today announcing that quarterback Jaden Daniels will be sidelined this weekend against the New York Giants due to an elbow injury. This will be the seventh game he's missed all season, and Philadelphia coach Nick Sirianni states that Jalen Hurts will remain their starting quarterback this weekend against the Raiders. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. There's an approved expense for both HSA and FSA accounts. You can save up to 40% on your Awaken 180 program. Awaken 180 weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in.
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Yeah! Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola, I'm Dennis Farina. So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and, is that correct? Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. Here we are, middle of the week. Yep. We made it.
Yep.
Look at us.
Man, I can always count on you for some good comments.
Oh, yeah. Just a great comment.
I gave you a good fat. By the way, how you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
I gave Timmy, as the microphones were coming on, the intro was playing, I gave him a nice factoid that I read about today, and you poo-pooed it like you didn't care.
Teddy, I did not poo-poo.
You did. You poo-pooed it.
I did not poo-poo, just to clarify. He spat out a couple of facts about Cleopatra.
Teddy, I'm going to tell you the fact that I told him.
From? I know he watches the History Channel. Yeah. Ancient Aliens, I think, is on a lot.
We do come from.
I just wanted to know. I'm just as much as the fact itself. You should know this about me by now. I like to know where things came from.
I was reading it in something, all right? And it just jogged my memory. I saw something about Egypt on the news.
Right. Your buddies don't come up and tell you things about ancient Egypt too often.
All right. Well, Johnny. All right. I'm sorry, Johnny. Let me tell you what the fact is.
Tell me. Tell it again.
Because when I first read it, it blew my mind, but then it makes perfect sense.
Teddy, see if it blows your mind,
too. It's a perfectly sane fact.
Let's hear it.
All right. I'm getting to
it. Come on, Johnny.
3 hours. Let's space it out, man.
You're starting the show with Cleopatra. We're not going to space this out over 3 hours.
Cleopatra lived 2,000 years ago, all right? 2,000 years ago, when she was banging around the year zero, because she was right around that time.
Born in 69 BC.
Nice.
I'm looking it up right now.
Whatever.
Pretty close. Saying,
around that time.
Yeah, right around that time.
Right. The pyramids, you know, she was the last pharaoh of Egypt. It all crumbled after her. Then the Romans took over, and that's the end of that. She's sleeping with Mark Antony and Caesar and all that crap. But she was the last pharaoh of Egypt. She, by the time she was pharaoh, the pyramids, which represented her land and her culture, were already 2,000 years old.
Yeah, they're very old.
So you can make a case that Cleopatra is closer to the invention of the iPhone than the pyramids, which defined her land. And that's not interesting to anybody else?
It's
amazing.
It is interesting.
It is an amazing note.
It is interesting.
We still haven't found the broad.
You're not going to find
her. No, she's there. They found lots of kings and pharaohs and stuff. We just don't know where she is. She's probably underneath some sort of Egyptian 7-Eleven, and we don't even know it.
Well, you're never going to get that, because that 7-Eleven is never going to close.
Someone is stopping in for a big gulp, and they're walking on sacred ground. They have no idea what's underneath their feet.
You ever want to go visit Egypt?
Yes, I'd like to teleport there and then go
right back.
I find it all very fascinating,
yeah.
But I have no desire to actually go there and deal with the travel of that.
Oh,
any listeners been to Egypt? Hit us up.
Do we have any listeners living in Egypt?
That's a good call. They're probably listening on podcast.
Well, that's okay. That's fine.
All right, here's what's coming up on the show. Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran. She'll sashay in here at 3:30. I had coffee with her today.
Oh.
Well, she drank coffee. I had tea.
Must be nice.
I burned my tongue.
To be invited out by Nicole Sheeran.
We were talking about you. We can't have you there.
Yeah.
She said that if you weren't married, she would just jump right on you.
Apparently.
Make you a man.
Before you go on that note, I apparently, this is from Fish's. What are we calling Fish's partner again? Did we say we can't call
his lady friend?
We can't call someone a partner.
No, we can't call someone a girlfriend.
A girlfriend, right?
Partner's
we
fine.
We can't use the term girlfriend. If
lady
you're over 50.
Friend is fine, mm-hmm. But Fish is over 50, and I think having a girlfriend is just pathetic.
It's just too much. Yeah, it's just too old. So Fish's lady friend,
his
Anna.
His live-in friend that he bangs.
I haven't even seen a picture of the guy yet, but apparently the dude that's making a run on Jeopardy, like right now, like he's winning the shows right now on Jeopardy. I look just like him, but Anna says, my hair's better than that guy's hair. What a nice confidence boost that is.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah?
Fish is completely bald, for those of you who don't know. If Fish had your head of hair,
whoa,
he'd be unstoppable.
Like unstoppable as an unstoppable force?
Yes.
Just a force to be reckoned with?
Look-alike Stalin.
You don't reckon him already?
No.
Anytime.
Looks like Will Sasso's dad.
Will Sasso from Mad.
Actually, they're probably around the same age, so just looks like Will Sasso. From Mad TV.
Mad TV, right. I was going to say Mad Libs. That's not right. Every time Fish... once a show, maybe twice or three times a show, if he wants to talk to us about something, he'll bust that door open, and the look on Mikey's face is just of such disgust. I don't know why you give him that look. You make him feel bad every time he opens that
because
door.
Because he has nothing good to say.
He just wants to give the plug sheet and maybe be met with a smile, and why you have to throw a smug look back at him.
I'm in the YouTube chat, which, by the way, you should be too. Go to YouTube, just search 971 The Fan, and click on the live stream. And I was dazzling you with a fact about Cleopatra and the pyramids. Mehdi says, Jesus was alive closer to the construction of the Bass Pro Shop pyramid than the Egyptian pyramids. Yes! See, isn't that an interesting fact?
The Bass Pro Shop pyramid. What about the Luxor pyramid?
I don't think
out
we
in
realize
Las Vegas.
How
same?
Old things are. Like, you poo-pooed the pyramids. You said, well, it's just a bunch of rocks, just a pile of rocks.
Pile of rocks
no, it's
left
a little
there
bit
by
more
the aliens.
Intricate than that. Oh, stop it, Beanie.
No, I can't remember. There's lots of fascinating things about the pyramids. I had seen something maybe a few months ago. I didn't even bring the fact to you. It was a Yahoo article or something. It stopped me, and it was about the sophistication of the pyramids.
Well, they have chambers and yes, it's
and it was like it was they basically traced something that is still used heavily in engineering today back to how those were built. I can't remember what term it was or what the sophistication about it was, but yes, it's a lot more than just a heaping pile of rocks. I do understand that. I would very much like to go and see them one day. I don't know what that trip looks like.
When you and I retire.
How many days do you need to do that? Three? Can we do that in 3 days?
Three? It's a long trip.
I mean, I don't want to spend the whole entire trip in Egypt. I'd like to see maybe another country or two.
What other countries do you want to see?
I'd like to
go
to
what strikes your fancy in that area?
I would think the south of France is doable in an Egyptian trip, right? Because that's not that far away by plane.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
I would think that's no more than like a 3.5-hour flight.
Oh, yeah. What the hell? Why don't we go to Russia while we're there?
No, yes, south of France, Monaco, Egypt, Russia. Yeah.
What, those aren't the same type of trip.
Let's just go to Leningrad, okay? We came in something. I don't know. There's a Billy Joel song.
That's
about
not
Leningrad.
The song. Leningrad was a song about the circus clown
I was doing the song about Vietnam.
Good Morning Saigon.
Good Morning Saigon. Yeah, that's
different
right.
Different song entirely.
Different war.
Where was I?
Who are you with again?
Oh, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer is at 5:30. He knows about Nam. He was in it.
He was in
Canadian
it.
Canadian infantry.
Fighting for Canada.
That's
you're right.
Canadian fight for Canada. Jackets lose to the Hurricanes last night. Fine. Buckeyes lose to the Illini.
That's it. Fine.
What do you want?
It sucks.
They went up against a better team. I didn't expect them to win. They played with them for two periods. They didn't win. What do you want?
I guess that's it. I guess we're just to the point of the season where you're playing good teams on the road. You don't let me excuse away singular
Rimmer
wins, just like I'm not going to let us excuse away a singular Buckeye
and
basketball win.
I'll remind him this is a last place hockey club, and he won't want to hear it.
He'll say how they're only 7 points away from the top team in the division.
Right, and that point gap continues to get a little wider and wider.
Right.
And you go on the road and you see teams like the Capitals and the Hurricanes, and you realize that you're not really in the same league.
There have been 19 instances now where the Jackets, I'll even go, they've either been tied or had as much as a 2-goal lead in third periods. And what'd we say, Teddy, the question yesterday, they were 30 games in. We were like right at the 30 game mark. So that was game number 31. So 19 games. How many of those do you think they won in regulation?
Five.
Three.
Okay.
Three wins.
19 games in which they were tied
or had a 2-goal lead early in the third period. And they've got three regulation wins to speak of there.
Okay. And then when you miss the playoffs,
it's a problem.
You go back and look at a stat like that. And think about all the extra points that you had and gave away.
It's not just that they lose to good teams. It's when you look at this, Dante Fabbro turns that puck over and just makes it easier on the opposition to deposit another goal. To put some more strain on you, to not let you have a chance to send that game to overtime. It's plays like that. It's just goaltending, just not quite good enough. The defense is just not quite good enough.
I don't want to watch another game on ESPN Plus either. I don't know why we do this. ESPN Plus and Hulu, and they pretend to know about the Jackets for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Emily Kaplan looks like she cut her hair with safety scissors.
Were you watching this game on ESPN NHL or Hulu, or did you have the FanDuel?
It's the feed. No, ESPN.
No, it wasn't on FanDuel.
They didn't have it
ESPN
at all.
ESPN Plus.
I don't understand because some of the games are on FanDuel that are still on some of the other networks. I don't know what the rhyme or reason for is.
I don't know what to tell you.
But I can't get those.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm still doing good, Mike.
All right, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Wearing your free Reds hoodie over there. Think they're going to make some moves?
It's a City Connect hoodie. Yeah.
He didn't pay for it.
Yeah, you make it out like it was like a... It's got the...
It's high quality.
It was
hot
a
dog
gift.
Brand yeah. on it.
No, I'm just saying he didn't pay for it.
T-Bone gave that to me. We might as well call him out. Excellent human being, that T-Bone.
Mm-hmm.
Good
That's
dude.
Very, very nice of
Thank
him.
Thank you, T-Bone, yeah.
Buckeyes in action last night. We'll talk about that. Plus, Phillip Rivers is doing Daniel Jones dirty. He's pregnant. Details next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
But we've got a 25-minute slowdown due to some debris that's blocking the right lane on southbound 71 on the north side at Morse Road. It's going to move slow from 161 and expect a holdup due to construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ah, Sunday, a day of rest, relaxation, and Browns football. Catch the Brownies as they battle the Bears in the Windy City.
Live fan coverage starts Sunday at 11 with the Kick at 1.
Your radio home of the Browns, the Fan.
With
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're tracking rainy and windy conditions here for today as winds gust up to 40 miles per hour. That's going to usher in some colder temperatures later on this afternoon. Eventually looking at some rain and snow showers through this evening into the early part of tonight. And temperatures dropping down to the 30s here by tomorrow with a few more flurries. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3 p.m. The Fan.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got liaria.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
I like the use of liaria. Hey, give me a number.
I do too. Let's go number four.
Number four right now, 614-821-9710, gets two tickets to see Bob Dylan at the Palace Theater on Thursday, April 9th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com.
Is the song still
the 17-minute opus
yesterday?
About, about John Kennedy being shot?
It's longer now. There's a 17-minute version, but there's also a 24-hour and 17-minute version.
You think when Bob Dylan comes in April,
we can get him in studio?
We can get him to sit down for like an hour with us, like we did with Ryan Day and Jake Diebler.
Could you imagine?
Talk to Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Just a musical legend like Bob Dylan? That'd be something. We should do that.
What's the number one question you would ask him?
Oh, my God.
Number one.
What is, in your opinion, the best piece of music you've ever written?
What if he said that one?
I'd say
17-minute JFK ballad.
You're lying. What would you ask him?
Which one of the traveling Wilburys he wanted to kick his ass?
Oh, kick his ass, Seabass.
Yeah.
Was
Harrison's got a little something coming to him.
Was Jeff Lynne a traveling Wilbury?
Jeff Lynne was.
From Electric Light Orchestra.
Producer extraordinaire, too. One of the best producers in the business.
He's a great, I'm assuming he wrote most of the music for ELO, right? He's a great writer.
Oh, yeah. He wrote all the music for ELO.
Yeah.
That was great.
They were one. My dad was a huge fan of ELO. I tried later here, like in the last 5 or 6 years or so, they were still doing some pretty big tours. And I think they came through Ohio.
I think they just had their farewell tour.
They did. I believe they came through Columbus on one of those recent tours. Maybe not the last one. I know they were in Cincinnati on the last one. And I tried to get like the scheduling and the tickets to work out, but it didn't come together. They're one that I would have loved to see in person, all done up with the orchestra up there. That would have been a good show.
Can you name all the traveling Wilburys?
No, God, no. I couldn't.
There's not that many.
I couldn't name you one.
You just did. Jeff Lynne.
That's the one.
And I already gave you Bob Dylan.
That's the two.
There's two.
That's it.
I made reference to George Harrison.
Ah, okay.
There's another one. There's
all
only
right.
two more.
Well, you think too highly of me. I'm not going to get the other two. You have to give me a hint or something.
Tom Petty?
Shoot.
And Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison.
There's your traveling Wilburys. But then Orbison died, and he wasn't around for the second
one. My mama told me not to get a tattoo of Roy Orbison
pretty
on my
woman,
ass.
Walking mama down don't know. The street, pretty woman.
Buckeyes lose last night to Illinois. Look, it was a tough game, man. Illinois is a good team. Bruce did what he had to do. He stood on his head for the entire game, hit big time outside shots, and they hung with him, scoring points, but ultimately one team is better than the other.
All right.
It's Illinois.
This is where like we come to a point where obviously a loss like this doesn't end your season, but how do we criticize a performance when we wonder if it's a sign of more things to come? And when we go back in recent memory and see how they kept falling short time and time again in games like this, I think it's fair. I think it is fair to criticize that performance. Also acknowledge that Illinois is a top 15 team.
You fancy yourself a tournament team, Timmy?
Are
the Buckeyes a tournament team?
This is where I'm going with this, because we talk about this, like we just talked about it with the Jackets, with the Carolina Hurricanes. We want to just say that's one more loss, or do we want to really acknowledge what's going on? Ohio State basketball is 7-2 now, but let's not make any mistakes about how many real hard-nosed games they've had. They had Notre Dame at home. Look, that was a close game. They won it with a buzzer beater shot. I'm glad they won that and didn't lose it. They lost to a Pitt team, true road game, but we talked about that going in. I really wanted that game. I was demanding that game. You need to win a non-conference true road game here. Like there are not many to come by. You're only playing one per season. That's a team that's lost to Quinnipiac. They lost to Central Florida. They got pounded by West Virginia, who you play coming up here in a neutral site game that you have to win. This was a game where if you, like you said, fancy yourself a tournament team, you need to dig down a little bit deeper and start winning these games. Last year, in their high major opponent games, one was against Pitt, then the other Big Ten games, they were under 500 on the Schottenstein Center court.
Inexcusable.
That doesn't pass.
Inexcusable.
That doesn't pass. You will not make NCAA tournaments if you can't even be 500 in conference or against your other big time opponents on your home floor.
I'm surprised they weren't galvanized by the gray court. Buckeyes didn't go out there and win it for the gray court.
Now, since you threw my, you know, initial love of that gray court back at me.
Well, let's throw it back.
I can't get something out of my mind now.
You and I were both very anti court color change.
I've always sort of been that way.
We didn't want it. We like the color of original wood. Makes me happy. That's what a basketball floor should look like. Then they said they were changing it to gray. You and I were both leery, but then we saw some photos.
And I saw it in person.
And it looked pretty good. And then you saw it in person. You said it looked pretty good. But on camera, it does not look good. I will stand by that. I think it looks cheap. Looks like they're playing on plastic.
I will too. To me, it looked like it was bright white. I would love to hear from some of you guys if I'm a lunatic and it's my old 41-year-old
eyes. Looks like the click flooring that you get at Lumber Liquidators.
the click flooring?
No, you click it together. It's not real wood.
It's not even that. It's not real wood. It's simply just the color choice that you're using. It's like, oh, what color floor do you guys have? Reflection. Reflection? Yeah, it's like a mirror. It's like glass.
It was very reflective.
It's so like
you could do some
bright
coke off that floor. Stevie Nicks.
Johnny Manziel's going nuts out there. Man, don't let him sit courtside.
No, to your going back
they
to
might
the
need
stuff
to
that really
just
matters.
Scrap this after this one season. I'm serious about that. They got to figure that out, how it looks on TV, because most people watch on TV and are not there.
It's earlier in the season. It's your second Big Ten game. I get that. You did get a nice road win at Northwestern, right? So let's not just throw that away.
No.
So you got a nice road win against Northwestern. That was a game that I wanted to have last night.
Northwestern's unranked. Illinois is a top 15 team, and that's a great opportunity to win.
I'm not excusing it, Timmy. I'm saying the type of game that we need to start winning.
Absolutely.
If you fancy yourself a tournament team and a top half of the Big Ten team,
yes,
you need to win games like this on your home court, because on the road against the Illinois of the world, that's going to be really difficult.
Very tough. I don't expect that to just be an automatic win. We're not yelling at each other. We're yelling together about the same thing. It is time. It's early in the season, but I don't care. Let's address these things on December 10 and not let it get to mid-January and mid-February, and you have great opportunities. Newsflash, you are going to be playing juggernaut teams in the Big Ten. Most of the guys that come here to play, they will be really good teams. And even the teams that aren't ranked, they're still pretty good. The level, the floor in Big Ten basketball significantly went up about 10 years ago.
The reflective floor?
The reflective floor.
Blinded yes. by the light.
Revved up like a douche. Another roller in the night. But anyway, you wasted a brilliant performance from Bruce Thornton. Imagine if Bruce Thornton played a great game. He plays a great game. He gets you 22. No.
He did play a great game.
He had a ridiculous, legendary-style game. If he plays a great game against an opponent like Illinois, I take that for being 22, 23 points, 7 boards, 5 assists. They get hammered if that's all he's able to do. I need to see a different look. We can talk about a lot of guys. Brandon Knoll was great against Northwestern, was not there again. Amari Bynum as a freshman, he's fouling all over the place. You got Illinois with a true freshman, Wagler, who had 2 offers, goes nuts and pretty much beats you with his 23 points. So let's not talk about freshmen not developed enough. I need John Mobley to have a whole different look, feel, vibe about his game.
I don't know if he's got it in him, buddy.
I can't see 2 missed free throws from a guy that good.
I don't know.
And then commit a cheap foul at the other end, and then it's 2 points for them.
I don't know if he has it in him. I'd like to see it, too.
I need you to block out another guard that's around your size and don't let him beast you and then go up and draw a foul and get 2 more points. I need to see better all-around hard-nosed hustle plays from you.
We got to talk to Nicole. Leather jacket time with our gal Nicole Sheeran from 10TV coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving a little slow on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. And you're looking at a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care Plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care Plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by Midwest Cards. Experience collecting in a whole new way.
Should I do the plug sheet first or introduce Nicole?
No, save the plug sheet for another
Maybe
segment.
Maybe Nicole would like to hear the plug sheet.
What's the plug sheet?
I don't think so.
Well, it's what's
think...
coming up on the
no,
radio
know,
station
like,
tomorrow. Fishy came in.
Hit us with
you
it.
You want to do it?
And dropped it
I'll
off.
I'll do it.
Oh, go ahead. Let Nicole do
oh,
it.
God.
You don't have to
do
professional.
It. Don't
all
read
right.
everything. Just
yeah.
hit the highlights.
Read
Got
what
it.
You think we like
coming
the
Coming up tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m., T-Bone and Tyvis. We all love that. Dean Evison will be making the appearance. 9 a.m. to noon, Bishop and Friends. Paul Feinbaum at 10:30 a.m. Then 12 to 3, Rothman and Ice. We've got Gold Jacket Thursday.
Gold Jacket Thursday. It's Golden Shower Thursday.
It's gross.
What?
Say that when she's in the room.
Excuse me. Then 3 to 6, this show right here, Too Hot Thursday. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Who's on Gold Shower Thursday? I mean,
Drew
Gold
Pearson.
Jacket Thursday.
Drew Pearson.
Drew Pearson.
Cowboys Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Cowboys Hall of Fame wide receiver,
wow.
baby. Then, of course, 6 to 7, Buckeye Show with Beam and Austin Ward. And then 7 o'clock, we've got Blue Jackets. Senators, they're looking for that win after that loss last night. Wasn't great.
How you doing, Nikoko?
I'm great. Nikoko, what's going on, guys?
Nikoko.
Hey, cow, cow.
Recovered from the loss? You actually told me that you don't care. You think the loss is a good thing?
No, and that didn't come out.
You don't care
of your
about
mouth,
winning
right?
the Big Ten?
And, I didn't say that.
Putting words into her mouth.
I had the big conversation with her today.
No, what I said was.
The Big Ten doesn't even matter.
I didn't say that. What I said was, I think this loss is good for Ohio State because they were exposed, they were tested, they learned a lot. They're not going to learn from this and go back to back.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me.
You can learn and still win 16-13.
But you know what? Sometimes when you lose, it lights a fire that maybe wasn't there before.
We'd better hope so.
And that fire is lit, baby.
Or
she's
sometimes
popping right
when
now.
You put all your flaws on film, then your opponent looks at them. And look, I know what happened last year. I get it. And right. I'm the first one to say that if that Michigan loss doesn't happen the way that it does, I don't know if they have the juice to go out and win the national championship, right?
Right.
So that game ultimately served a purpose. But this year is not last year.
No.
It's a different group of guys.
But
Ryan Day has continuously preached all year long, we don't need to lose to learn things. Let's learn and win.
I understand that, but now this is a group of guys who are PO'd. They're really upset about this.
Yeah, it's happened now.
This is the situation now. This is it. You're annoyed. You're frustrated. Think about it in real life. When you're mad about something, it motivates you even more to prove everyone otherwise. You know what I mean?
I'm pissed that they lost, and I agree with Mike because I think.
No, I'm not.
This is not a gang up. This is not a gang up. All right, and you felt
gang,
it too.
Gang up.
Gang up.
Gang up.
Not a gang up.
Not a gang down.
Not a gang bang. Why? It was implied. Why'd you have to just spit it right out there?
Sorry.
You didn't have to do that.
All right, Johnny, Mikey.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
We all agreed as Buckeye fans, whether you like say so or not after the fact, when we're watching that Indiana game, that's a big football game. That was a game that mattered. That was a game that we could taste. The Big Ten championship was right there. We already beat Michigan. You don't want to beat Michigan and then get to that game just to lose it to then circle the wagons and go back to the playoff if you don't have to do that. You were right there in a one possession game. Let's face it. Let's face that music that your offensive line was not good enough. You didn't have the right kind of offensive game plan. Your kicking game stunk. All those things were true. Now, when you're done facing that music, then we go on and use it for good.
Correct.
Like you were saying, but yes. there's a step process.
Yeah, I agree
in
with
that
you on that.
Before we get to where you are in 3 weeks and we go out and win the next three in front of us.
Correct. I agree with you on all that. We're on the same page here.
Oh, good.
I'm just saying.
Same page.
I'm just saying that for fans out there who are still dwelling on this loss, let's shift it in a positive way because I think it is going to be a positive thing. Your mic's off. Because we don't want you to hear. We don't want to hear you anyways.
Why can't people be upset? Why do we always have to do that?
They're allowed to be upset.
Why do we have
to say,
hey, turn that phone upside down.
It's Wednesday.
The
game was on Saturday.
I get it.
Let's move on.
No, we're not moving on. I'm pissed off.
Okay, well, think about it this way. If all those guys in that locker room hadn't moved on yet, I think we'd be concerned. It's time to shift the mindset to that playoff game.
How do you know they've moved on?
Because they've told us.
They're lying to you.
That's not very nice.
You were over there talking to Julian Sain.
I was.
Last night. He's a good, clean boy.
Today. Are you okay?
Oh, it was today. I'm sorry. Yes,
it was this morning.
I'm sorry.
Early afternoon.
I get things all messed up. You were talking to him today.
Yes.
Did you feel like his head was in the right place?
Yeah. You know what's cool? The cameras weren't on for this, but we were talking about the Indiana game, and yeah, they're frustrated about it, whatever, but he said, oh, yeah, you mean when we face him again and beat him? It's like, yeah,
Ooh. Absolutely. Ooh.
Like, he's confident that was not the offense of this Ohio State football team. And he'll admit it. Red zone efficiency, not there. Third down efficiency, not there. His performance, not there.
Short yardage.
Yeah. But he knows all of that. And he said, trust me, when we see him again,
I know, we got him. I understand the positivity.
He's fired up.
I understand the fire.
Like it.
But did he also
like the fire.
Guarantee that his offensive line is going to block for him?
No, we didn't. I mean,
you didn't get that far?
No, we didn't get that far.
Hey, you know when you were dropping back, trying to throw the ball every time and you're running for your life?
And you were sacked
five times? The whole right side of the offensive line was just caving in.
Yeah, it was not great.
You're running 40-yard deep routes down the field, but you couldn't even get the ball to him because you're getting sacked?
Yeah, we talked about all season how Julian's jersey was so clean all year.
He's a good, clean boy.
Wasn't clean.
It was still clean because it was an indoor game.
Well, it's a metaphor. Thank you. Yeah. I was looking for that word.
Fernando Mendoza wasn't clean. He was all bloodied up.
He had the bloody elbows.
Yeah, he also
almost got knocked out of the game on the first play. And he delivers that.
He's got a little Tom Brady to his cadence, too, doesn't he?
Y'all, that post-game interview was something.
Hi, everybody. We played a really good game today.
No, you know who I figured out? I believe he is Kirk Cousins' son. That's what I think.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah, can see that a little bit.
The way he does the interviews, that he is all about the team, but boy, is he like out there, and he is eccentric when he gets going.
The way he just like stared into your soul during that interview was terrifying.
I don't hate it, though. You know what?
I didn't say hated it. It just scared me.
I don't blink ever. I'm Fernando Mendoza.
I tell you what, guys, like it's a team. It's the brotherhood. It's all of us together fighting, going for it. This is just such an unbelievable experience. Indiana football.
I want to hear the Heisman speech.
Oh, my God, right?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? This is what you get.
If he wins it, what's his speech?
This is what you get for not beating him. Now you have to listen to him and do that for a half an hour straight in New York. And Julian Sands is going to get a front row seat to watch that.
It's Leather Jacket time with Nicole Sheeran from 10TV. Here's the big question for you, Nicole. Buckeyes are in this playoff.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, make your money here, home of the Buckeyes, all that.
Right.
You went to Georgia.
Ah, oh, here we go.
If these two teams play, what are we going to get from you? Like a Laura Quinn half jersey?
No, I'm not going to pull a Mama Kelsey moment with the split jersey. What you're going to get from me is a girl who's doing her job. And my job
straight journalism
is covering the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I don't believe that you're professional enough to keep your allegiance.
Are you doubting my abilities?
Yeah. That's right.
I'm not going to show my allegiance.
I know what your allegiance is.
Because I'm a professional.
Allegiance is the Bulldogs.
Listen. This from Queen. Peace up. A-Town. A-Town.
Okay. Anyways.
What? Right.
Listen.
Right.
Listen, y'all. It really is, in certain situations, a win-win scenario for me, right? Because what's better for my job? And I've built a connection with these football players, like the Buckeyes. Like, I care about this team. I want them to do well, as we all do. But my job is to report on Ohio State. So if it's better for my job is for Ohio State to win, correct? But yeah, I went to Georgia for 4 years. I bark at baggage claim and I yell go dogs with my family.
You bark at baggage claim?
When I went to Indianapolis for the first...
Give me an example of that. Okay. What is that? Like that commercial where the guy's like, sick him.
No, they're like, hoo, hoo, hoo. Yeah, you bark. When I went to the first Natty in Indy, we all barked at baggage claim when we landed. It was like one of the most iconic moments I've ever lived through.
Doesn't sound bad at all.
I called the dogs on the airplane. Do you guys know what calling the dogs is?
What did you do?
Just barking?
You yell, who's that coming down the track? And then everybody does it. And then you're like,
what do they do?
Is that what the state troopers in Georgia yell too?
It's a mean machine in red and black.
Arresting the football players for reckless driving?
Okay.
Who's that coming down the road?
Listen.
It's Jalen Carter in the ditch.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, I want that matchup. Give it to me. Georgia, handle business. Buckeyes, handle business. Bang. Fiesta Bowl. Bucks. Dogs. Boom. I want it.
Boom.
I want it.
Boom.
What are you doing? All right. What else you have? Anything?
What do you? I mean,
any gossip from behind the scenes?
What do you got? What do you got, Nicole?
What's the gossip over at 10TV?
What's the fresh goss? There's not really any.
The fresh goss?
There was a 10TV cookie swap today. I made my chocolate peppermint cookies.
I had one. It was quite delicious.
We weren't invited to that.
Mikey didn't eat his yet. I also gave Mike one.
No, I understand.
Tim ate his because he's a good friend.
Wait. What? She gave you one of these cookies and you just set it down?
No. It's in a plastic baggie on the passenger seat of my car.
That's a loser
move. I was going to bring them home and share them with the girls tonight.
Oh.
So we all can experience
it. Why is it in your
car? Because I had coffee with her earlier today.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Do we have to call you for everything? We're talking about you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, did you enjoy your coffee, Nicole?
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
I had a tea.
Yeah,
if you must know.
A berry blast,
and I burned my tongue.
You don't like hot liquids.
I don't. I hate it.
Hot shots of liquid in your mouth, bad.
Because it's better than anything else they have there. I can deal with it.
He goes, "Get me something with berry." And the lady's like, "We have berry blast." I'm like, "That sounds like a 5-year-old."
Dear God,
they have a berry tea. Why do you make me sound like Dom Tiberi?
Hey, give me something with berry.
That's always my go-to.
Hey, Nococo.
That's my go-to with everything.
Put a little cream and sugar in my coffee. Just dip your finger in there. You're sweet enough.
Y'all, not to expose my dad, you know what he does real quick? So when he's stirring his coffee, he takes off
his
glasses.
You've told us this story. I think it's the most disgusting thing
in
the
world. And he goes he stirs it with the thing of his glasses.
That's disgusting. You may as well just dump mayo in it at that point.
And he puts them back on.
Yuck.
Thank you, Nicole.
Why?
This is always such a fun time, y'all.
Nicole Sheeran from 10 TV. Are you on the TV tonight?
I'm on the TV. 11, well, 5 o'clock, talking about Heisman, and 11 o'clock.
All right, there you go. And then are we going to do something on TV?
We did something. 6:45, I think, is when they're airing it. And then it lives on 10 TV Plus forever.
Okay, go to 10 TV Plus.
Timmy is also on television.
No one cares about it.
Yeah, okay. Dom invited me because man couldn't do the segment today because he was doing it with you.
Oh, so
no,
your
I'm doing
second
with Dom
string?
Tomorrow.
Oh, so you're
Dom's tomorrow for me.
So your first string
Thursday, Dom.
Yeah,
he's doing his take every single day.
I told Tim that we could do things too, but you said no. So okay.
No.
I want to talk about some technology coming up next.
Technology.
Some technology.
Technology.
Yeah. Thanks, Nicole.
Bye, guys.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Anytime.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving slow on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. We've got a couple-minute delay due to some debris that's on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side at Morse Road. Traffic is moving slow from 161. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Bird live at Roosters.
Sponsored by Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fan's YouTube channel.
Truck driver.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
You know, this is going to come as a shock to you, but I didn't pay off on one of my teases earlier in the show.
I just realized that like 5 seconds ago.
I said that Philip Rivers, is doing Daniel Jones dirty. Now,
man, he's back. He's back with the Colts.
I know he's back with the Colts. He's 44. His sperm is very powerful. He's got 19 million children. I've heard it all. But one thing I don't get, I understand this was your number. I get it. You wore it for your entire career. But Daniel Jones wore number 17. This guy tears his Achilles, and you sashay in the door, and you pick up his number 17.
And it doesn't seem normal.
Pick a different number.
This number is near and dear to you, but this is sports. This is life.
How about number 10?
44 now.
The number of children that you have, 10, which he does. He has 10 kids. How about that?
I feel like he's been on 10 for a while. Are we sure he's not to 11 yet?
No, I think he's still on 10.
That's a guy that's got to be anti-vasectomy when you're on 10 kids.
Good call, Timmy.
that's why I'm saying.
Maybe they botched
it. Are you sure it's not 11?
Like Kramer, he's even more potent now.
He needs a full football team of children here.
Oh, the children.
Was this something that he demanded? Because I'm seeing the same articles you are. I'm not seeing any details as to...
I don't care. I'm just saying, look, Daniel Jones, you were the starting quarterback here. You got this team into first place. You hurt yourself. I'm not going to take your number 17.
You're taking his number.
I'm not just
going to
slide in and pretend like I'm you. And I know he's not pretending like he's him, but I just think you take another number. I don't care if you're the 44-year-old vet or not.
I completely agree.
Mentor's Achilles. Also with the Achilles, let's stop capitalizing Achilles. I wrote it on my sheet today in Microsoft Word, and it auto-corrects itself. Oh, you mean capital A, Achilles, because it was a mythical person? No, I don't mean that. Lowercase a,
but
stop correcting
but
me.
That's what the body part is sort of named after.
Who cares? Let's move past that.
Well, what's the problem? Like, why
I don't
are
like
you
the
so
capitalization.
Hot? Why are you so hot and bothered about
I don't like the capitalization. You know what's interesting, too, by the way, is that if you go in, and you know I'm not this guy, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not Fernando Mendoza, but
yeah,
if you go into Microsoft Word and you type in, like, oh, my God, they don't make you capitalize God. But Achilles, you better give it that capital A.
Okay. If you're saying that they don't put a little red squiggly under God.
I'm just saying.
And they do for Achilles, that's a thing.
Let's be consistent.
I would think it would want you to put the capital G right there. You're right. We're just talking about a body
Yeti,
part for something near the ankle bone.
Yeti, also a mythical creature that people think is real. Let's capitalize that.
Yeti's got to be capitalized, huh?
Sasquatch?
Just referring to something that's never been seen, right? I mean, Achilles was a historical figure.
That's also never been seen.
That Ta-da! Is true. You don't even need to cover it. By the way, Achilles, that made me think of something. Have you ever seen that viral clip? It's a Wheel of Fortune clip. They were doing, you know how they would have college kids, but they would usually have like someone from Harvard or Yale, or if it's a Big Ten school,
yeah,
it'd be like Indiana, Michigan, or Ohio
College.
State.
They're getting the cream of the crop here.
So this was a perfect timing because it was an Indiana student as they're having their run in football now. And it was one of these deals where he's spinning the wheel, spinning, throwing letters up there. Okay, it's going well. He gives that wheel a last spin, gets like the $500 thing, and he says the last letter, and it completes the puzzle. In its entirety.
There's no other blank letters.
No other blank letters. Oh, perfect.
All you have to do is read it.
I just have to read it. And he's sitting there and he's looking up there and it says, I think it says like a noun, person, place, or a thing. And he reads the thing and he says, mythological hero Achilles. And it doesn't make a sound. And then Pat Sajak kind of turns his head and says, ooh, that's not what we're looking for. Sorry. And it just goes right to the next woman from Harvard or something. And she says, mythological hero Achilles. And like, yep, that's it. What a pear-shaped loser.
Well, maybe he makes a point that, you know, back when I was banging, it was pronounced Achilles.
That's how he said it in my town.
I know.
What, are you disrespecting me in the way I say
Achilles,
things?
Come on.
It's Achilles. Achilles.
Years ago, I was working here in the mornings, and I worked with ONN news anchor Mike Hawkins.
Mike Hawkins.
And he was a very interesting guy. He'd wear a suit to start every single day, and then every hour the day would go by, he'd look more disheveled to the point where when he left, everything was loose and untucked.
Every day is a war when you're working for ONN.
It looked like he had been in a rumble.
The tie is
a physical rumble. So he turns to me one morning and says, hey, is it Dalai Lama or Dalai Lama? Because I've heard it both ways. I said, well, I've never heard Dalai Lama, but, you know, Achilles, if you want to go with that, go ahead.
Who is the actor? Is it Lloyd Bridges from Airplane?
Yeah.
Who, like, every scene that goes by, his hair's more, I picked a bad week to stop sniffing glue. I picked a bad week to quit drinking. Every time they go back to him, he just looks more gone.
All right, I want to talk about technology. We'll do that because I came across some AI technology today that I actually approve of.
Okay.
I've been very skeptical of all this, but I you know,
good
came across
AI.
It's good, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's good. Plus, Julian Sayin had some words about being a Heisman finalist. You will hear from the good, clean boy coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch for an accident that's on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 315. It's causing slower traffic from US 23, just a couple minutes. And there's a slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get super sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but super sure. The seismic shift is coming. Super sure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Washington Commanders announcing today that quarterback Jaden Daniels will be sidelined this weekend against the New York Giants. He left last weekend's game with Minnesota due to an elbow injury, and this will be the seventh game he's missed this season because of injuries. From college football, Toledo today named former Ohio State offensive lineman Mike Jacobs as their new head coach, plucking him away from Mercer. He replaces Jason Candle, who left Toledo for the UConn job. Looks like the Baltimore Orioles set to sign first baseman Pete Alonso to a five-year contract, $155 million. Top 25 hoops tonight, just three teams in action. Number 6, Purdue hosts Minnesota. 7th-ranked Houston at home with Jackson State. And Wisconsin at number 23, Nebraska. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy's office at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit them online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Man, we've really done it this time. Hey, boy. Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Click.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. So, I went to the Wendy's today. Normally, I order off of the app.
Yeah.
But I was just driving by. It was sort of an impromptu thing.
It was an impulse thing today?
Yeah.
What were you going to do for lunch? Because you usually always have the idea made up before you get in here.
I do, but I met Nicole for coffee. It sort of threw off my whole morning routine.
It was all just thrown off.
Right. And so I'm in
to stop and get something
quick.
I'm
in a spot that I'm not normally in at that time of day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the Wendy's right over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I'm going to get one of those $8 JBC meals.
Beautiful.
Yeah, first of all, they ruined...
Should have tried the chicken tendies.
They ruined
really
the JBC because they have shredded lettuce on it now, and it just doesn't belong.
I agree. I'm going to try to talk to my folks at Wendy's and see if we can get that straightened
Wendy's
out for 2026.
Wendy's has always been a leaf lettuce restaurant, and now they've changed all that, and it affects the taste and texture. And the spicy chicken's not the same either because you need the leaf lettuce.
I understand. It's a fair thing to say.
But I pulled up, and they had the AI voice
the
thing. And I've been to places with the AI before, and I've never really thought about it, but I decided that I actually order more. It's good for them to have the AI and not a person, because I feel like the robot isn't going to judge me the way a person would judge me.
It is a great use. People are always asking us about AI, and if we're worried about it, if we're concerned that it's going to come in here and take our jobs, we won't even need to do what we do. And we've used all these AI features.
I wish it would take my job. take it away, just, please.
There is no AI that can be as dirty and as ridiculous and as insane as the two of us together are. It can't replicate it. We've tried it. We've seen it. It won't work. But for something simplistic, like getting through a drive-through and placing that order, and yes, the fact that you're not going to get a human back there to screw things up or have a little judgmental tone when it's just you in the car.
Well, and a lot of times too, and I know they're trained this way, but then again, you know, it's a busy day. You got lots of cars. Maybe you had a bad day, all that. You work in the speaker at a drive-through. It's a difficult job. I understand. I did it once for 15 minutes. Torg and I did an appearance at a Taco Bell where I was working the drive-through. After 15 minutes, I said, well, that's got to be 2 hours, right? No, it's a hard job.
You never had that as a teenager.
No, I never did either. As a teenager.
I never worked at McDonald's, never had a fast food gig.
But, you know, I order my thing, and then normally it's, all right, first window. And then you pull up, and that's the end of it.
Is Shaq back there?
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm going to pick this order up for you.
Pull
you
look the first like window, Jay Person. And so the AI voice, very crisp and clear. Is there anything else that you'd like with this order? Now that you mention it, throw Frosty in there too. Oh, yes, sir. Anything else?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
And you know what? You don't feel bad asking for little extra things too, because you don't feel like you're bothering the machine.
Does it give you like a friendly, like reassuring response?
That's
like,
an
you know, how,
excellent job.
You know how ChatGPT speaks so kindly to you. The one thing that I would do with ChatGPT, I haven't used it that much, more than the next guy, but I would show it pictures of something that I cooked on the grill. To like see if like the level of sear was proper, if it looked like an appealing dish, if I could get maybe a couple of tips on what I could do the next time. And it's always, it could be the worst looking thing ever. I could get some dog crap off of the ground, dress it up in a nice way and say, oh, yeah, that's some really good looking dog crap. But, you know, maybe I recommend ground beef next time.
We were having this discussion last night because Samantha was aggravating us. And this has been sort of a recurring thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's going through something.
Where she's just snipping back
she's
a little bit more
She's a developing
often?
Kid. And
I
now she's
it.
Sort of testing her boundaries.
Absolutely.
And all of that, right? And so, you know, we dealt with it. We put her to bed. And then I just want to watch TV and not think about it for the rest of the night. But no, we have to have chat part two now. The kid's in bed. So now we have to talk about
you have
it
to
again.
Have a debriefing,
right?
As,
I just
as
I want to just
again.
Watch TV and go to bed. We dealt with the problem. We know what the deal is.
It
right?
was miserable. Let's
stay consistent. But no, she's got to talk more about it. And then she decides I'm going to ask ChatGPT.
Yes.
Some advice.
Yes.
About this and why at this age kids go through this little phase. And so ChatGPT spits out some perfectly reasonable stuff.
Sure.
Okay? No need to panic. All children
reassuring.
Go through this.
Yeah.
Here's some steps to help you cope and all this blah, 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 blah. And she says, oh, it was really interesting. I said, yes, that is all very interesting. And I'm not saying we shouldn't put some of that into practice. But ChatGPT is also not just going to blurt out to you, man, your kid sounds like a bitch. You know, they're
sounds like an ungrateful little being.
Exactly.
Seems like you should remind her that she's lucky enough to live in a nice neighborhood
have
two parents that are together and that have worked very, very
and
hard
I
to set her up for success. For
we
the rest
have
of her life.
A combination of both of those things. We can take some of those tools, and
yes,
that's right.
There's a balance. There's a mixture of both of those things that have to go into
and
parenting.
And then there's also a you don't know how lucky you are. One day I'll be dead, and you'll have nothing.
I'm not going to leave anything for you. How do you like that? I'll show you what it's like.
I've said that before.
Jesus.
I'll just give all my money away then, huh?
I think I'm going to donate it to the church.
You know all the squishmallows you like? Gone.
You going to lay down some new laws?
I hide them. What I do is I fake throw them in the dumpster.
Fake throw them in the dumpster? What dumpster?
I'm going to take them in the dumpster. We have a little dumpster in the garage.
A dumpster?
A garbage bin. You know what I mean.
It's a garbage can.
It's got a lid.
A dumpster is big and metal, and it's something that has a fire inside of it. A dumpster fire.
Hey, fire starter.
Fire starter. Do you ever, you can't make up laws for Samantha now. When did that end? A couple years ago? Like, we've talked about this as parents, and it's not like we're proud about this or anything, but I'm sure a lot
I'm
of
proud
our
of
parents
it.
Listening, too. You get exhausted. You get tired. One of my laws for Jack was that, sorry, kid, you know, blowing bubbles is illegal in Ohio in September. Yeah, they shut that down at the end of the summertime. We can't do it. You know, the Buckeyes are on. It's a Saturday. It's a perfect day. I'm trying to watch the game. Not chase a 5-year-old around the neighborhood blowing bubbles. Little things like that.
Wish we could do it, son.
And then it's so cute, too. It's like, oh, we better not do that.
No, we better not.
No, the cops are going to come.
Good job, son.
Oh, we wouldn't want the police to come and put us in jail.
Although maybe
right,
we can
Jack?
Do it in secret.
No, we can't lie.
No, lying's bad. You're right.
Lying's bad.
I'm raising you right. Julian's saying, he also is about the age where you can just lie to him on things.
Hi.
I'm quarterback.
Let's lie to him and tell him that we need to open up the offense even more.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lie, though.
Like, Julian, you're going to win the Heisman when you go.
Oh, I am?
No. You're not.
No.
No.
Pretend that you will.
Mendoza's going to win. But you get a free trip to New York. Here is Julian saying today, talking about how he dreamed of winning the Heisman Trophy.
I think growing up, yeah, I definitely thought about it. You know, me and my brother being quarterbacks, that was definitely a dream of ours. And, you know, growing up, I think, you know, I would tell people, hey, one day I'm gonna be in New York for the Heisman ceremony. So it's definitely pretty surreal to be going out there on Friday.
He's a good, clean boy, isn't he?
He is a good, clean boy, and I hope the best for him in this three-game run that we have coming up. What are you?
If I got you more. You want more?
Yeah, give me another bite.
All right, here's one more. This is Julian saying, him too, saying that this game will be used as fuel for the playoffs. Fuel. The loss against Indiana uses fuel.
Guys saw what happened last year and saw how, you know, we're fueled into the playoffs, and when we know we can go do it again. And you know, we know what happened on Saturday, and we know what went wrong. We just got to go fix the mistakes and fix the execution, and so we can be ready for the next game.
Go back to the start of the college football playoff last year. You're more confident about Julian Sain where he is right now, or Will Howard where he was going into the Tennessee game? Got to be a little bit more with saying, right?
Yeah.
And I know I just said all what I said about how Will had all the experience, and that is a factor. It's not a law that the fifth-year guy is going to be the better guy for your team. There is something that great skill, great arm talent can make up for. We've seen world-famous true freshman quarterbacks or redshirt freshman quarterbacks come out there and be amazing and win national championships and win Heismans. It can happen. I think with what he's got around him, I think what he's done from Texas game to now and making the trip to the Heisman ceremony, I think speaks for itself with how good this guy's been. He just needs to sort of refocus and know that you can't make that many more mistakes.
Let's talk about one of our favorite guys, Notre Dame AD Pete Bevacqua.
Yes, Mr. Bevilacqua.
Not Bevilacqua, but Bevacqua.
Yes, Mr. Bevilacqua.
He's yapping again. We'll tell you what he had to say coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 10-minute delay due to an accident that's on eastbound 70 downtown near US 23. It's stop and go from the 71 west split. There's also a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming. SuperSure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tybus. I need you to know how happy I am to see that man get fired.
He cares about no one's family.
Clearly he knows. What, is his family not getting SNAP benefits now because of this?
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hello. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Cloudy, windy, rain showers to snow showers. Little, if any, accumulation on this Wednesday, but it will be blustery and damp. Overnight, down to the low to mid-20s with windy conditions and a couple of flurries. Plenty of clouds around and a brisk Thursday with highs only around 30 degrees. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3 p.m. The Fan.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
The reference that no one gets. And
show me your boobies, Jack.
Quite frankly, I don't care. This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. We have name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:30. Good news, buddy. The Chicago White Sox have won the draft lottery. They will pick number one in the upcoming Major League Baseball draft in July.
Do you know who the big stud is this time around?
No,
I don't know that far ahead.
But whoever it is, they'll screw it up.
Sure.
They have not. However, the White Sox have not had the number one pick since 1977. Do you know who they drafted with that number one pick in 1977? It's a guy that both you and I enjoy very much.
Hawk?
Harold Baines.
Harold Baines. Okay. Hawk's way, way older than that. That was dumb. Harold Baines, yeah. White Sox
Hawk
and an Oriole.
Hawk 60 in 1977. It wasn't quite that, but.
I remember him.
I remember him.
Harold Baines, did he get into the hall in one of those veterans committees?
Yeah.
Sadly.
Sadly, he
He's
did.
Right there nestled next to Jeff Kent now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Notre Dame AD Pete Bevacqua.
Yes, Mr. Bevacqua.
Says he will work hard to keep Marcus Freeman, even as NFL teams are sniffing around. I wonder if all of this Notre Dame drama, you know, they're on the outs now with the ACC. They seem to hate each other. The Big 12. Their commissioner has come out. Was it Brett Yormark or Yormack or
Yormark,
Yackety Yack, don't whatever, talk back?
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever
Brett,
his
Brett,
name is.
Brett Yorey.
He comes out and says, essentially, Notre Dame's AD is acting like a baby. I wonder if all of this, and I've thought this many times over the years, and I've been wrong. Because I thought eventually they'd have to do it. They would cave to pressure.
You think now is the time?
Is this,
after this
is this
week?
The time where they run into the arms, the waiting bosom of the Big Ten Conference?
I forget who it was. I don't know the answer to that. Do you have a hope? I'm dying to have Notre Dame be a part of this.
I don't really care at this point.
Yeah, a lot of it is off-putting. You made your own bed. You wanted to be the lone dog out there that could have your own deal. I forget what pundit I was listening to or reading, but it might have been Dick Vitale. And you know, it takes nothing away from what I believe Dickie V to be for all the money he's raised for cancer research and what he is to college basketball. But he was off base with this take. He, I guess, was hearing all the stuff about Notre Dame and was like, oh, baby, I don't know why everybody's talking bad about the Notre Damers. Nobody could do what they do. You think there's any other schools that could be an independent and make all that money? I'm like, yeah, it's the one we cover. It's Ohio State. They absolutely could go solo and make all the money in the world and have their own TV deal. They could definitely do it just the same way, if not better, that Notre Dame is doing
it. Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think that is the thing for the second. And I also saw this must have been another press conference that Mr. Bevilacqua was doing. And
yes, Mr. Bevilacqua.
He apparently said about this run where they got to this point where he's yelling at the ACC partners, how could you say this bad stuff about us and, you know, shun us and build up Miami? He said, and I quote, we had one of the most dominant 10 game runs in the history of college football.
That's awesome, man. Schedule's not 10 games.
He said that.
Schedule's 12 games.
No, it's not awesome. You can't even take that statement at face value. That's not even the best 10-game run in the state of Indiana this year. That's the Hoosiers.
Man, that probably just sticks in their craw,
Ohio,
too, doesn't it?
Ohio State has had a better 5-game span in this stretch where they're living in. It's 50 times better than whatever this 10-0 run where they beat Pitt and USC was. Ohio State beat Tennessee. They beat Oregon, the number one team in the country. They beat you, Notre Dame, in the national championship. They beat Texas in
twice.
Texas on their way to getting
beat
there.
Beat Texas twice.
And then beat Texas again as the number one team in the country. Those five games are 50, maybe 100 times more impressive than this little 10-2 season that Notre Dame put together.
He's very butthurt.
He's out of his mind.
He's also new to that job. I mean, don't forget, he's been on that job for like a year because it was Captain Jack Sparrow / Jack Swarbrick who was there for a long time, and now Mr. Bevilacqua comes in.
Yes, Mr. Bevilacqua.
And he wants to show everybody how pro-Notre Dame he is. I got your back. Don't you worry about me. I'll stick up to those national bullies. Did you see what they did with Ivan Maisel, by the way?
Ivan Maisel.
Ivan Maisel, longtime writer.
Yeah.
Longtime writer. He wrote a book about Frank Leahy, legendary Notre Dame head coach, right?
Yeah.
And so he also, Ivan Maisel, was on the college football playoff committee because it's a mixture of
I didn't know that.
Executives.
Let's take a look at who was on that committee.
He's a member of the media, but he's on this committee. And so he had an appearance at the Notre Dame bookstore. I forget the name of the bookstore, but it's
I keep reading it as Hamas bookstore.
It is Hamas bookstore.
The Hamas
is there as well. Yes.
Okay.
The Hamas bookstore, which was canceled because he was on the evil playoff committee who didn't put Notre Dame in the playoffs. And he had to, I guess, call Mr. Bevilacqua.
Yes, Mr. Bevilacqua.
And the president of Notre Dame. And they said, oh, I'm very sorry. They just canceled on you and they left bad messages on your voicemail machine.
Wow. Now we know where things stand.
1994 and we have a voicemail machine. You know what I mean.
Voicemail inbox.
So now I guess it's back on. But they are providing security because they're expecting people to go there and heckle him, even though he says, look, I wrote a book about Notre Dame. I'm promoting a book about Notre Dame. So when Notre Dame was being discussed, I did not contribute because I did not want to sway it one way or the other because I have a connection here.
There's recusals.
I've just written a book about Notre Dame and the greatness of Notre Dame.
I understand that.
I had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. But still, it's a problem.
They're bracing for some sort of January 6th moment with Ivan Maisel at the Hamas bookstore.
He just wants to do a book signing. Tell me if you've heard of which of these guys you've heard of. This is the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. We have Chris Ault.
I feel like I've heard of him.
I feel like the name Joe Ault rings a bell with me.
Who's Chris Ault?
He was a tackle at Notre Dame, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Joe Ault? No, this is an old dude. A-U-L-T. And
I don't know him then.
He was a coach at Nevada. No, I don't really know this guy. Troy Dannon.
Yogurt boy.
Yogurt man. Mark D'Antonio.
Okay, we know Mark, of course. Former Michigan State head coach.
Mark Harlan.
Kevin Harlan's brother.
Yeah, the AD at Utah.
Don't know him.
Jeff Long.
He was an AD at, was it Michigan?
Might have been A&M, possibly.
Teddy's just shaking his head, but giving me no answers.
No, Teddy.
You're very helpful over there. Just shake your negative head, but don't contribute in any way.
Oh, yeah, he was at KU recently.
Yeah.
Arkansas and then Pitt.
Yeah,
okay.
Arkansas.
I think he had a brief run at KU.
Then I must have been thinking about him at Arkansas. He was there when the whole Bobby Petrino stuff was going on.
Yeah.
Maisel. He deserves it for that, yeah.
You got Chris Massaro. You know him?
Nope.
Oh, it says Middle Tennessee State. All right. Mike Riley.
Oregon State.
Oregon State. Yeah. Very good, Ted.
You've got
David Saylor, S-A-Y-L-E-R.
Don't know him.
Oh, he's been Miami University's AD.
By the way,
Ohio. Okay.
They got some weird stuff going on.
Miami, Ohio?
Not Miami, Ohio. Miami University. The Bobcats.
What? Ohio University.
Ohio University, dummy.
Strokey? Mikey.
No idea.
Mikey, go Strokey now.
I'll reference that in a second. The last three. Wesley Walls. Tight end, right?
Yeah, that's
Wesley
right.
Wesley Walls?
What's he doing now?
He's still the committee.
No, I know, but what is he doing to get himself on the committee?
I think nothing. I think he's just a good, clean man.
He's got to be doing something.
It doesn't say like what his current gig is.
Okay.
Then you got Carla Williams. She's the AD at Virginia.
Okay.
Didn't know that. And then Hunter Juracek.
Well, there's Frank
Juracek. Hunter's been the
spokesman.
He's been the mouthpiece for the
whole time.
He took
over for the other guy.
He's at Arkansas. Yeah. This guy's at Arkansas. Yeah. Now, the OU situation. Had you read up about this, too?
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Their coach, I mentioned this on a show, I think last week sometime. Nobody has been talking about this, but middle of the workday, their coach, I think it's, I don't have it in front of me right now, Brian Smith, if that sounds right. It's a very normal sounding name, OU's head coach. They came in and they just said, you're out, buddy. Get the hell out. You're on
He's
leave.
He's on leave. They didn't fire him, but they're not telling us why.
They're not saying anything.
They were a decent team. They were a 4-loss team.
Which means you're pretty good. I mean, one of those losses was at Ohio State.
No, they had a nice season.
MAC teams play ridiculous non-conference slates,
too. Didn't the Bobcats win the MAC last year, too?
They beat West Virginia at home this year. Remember that? I think they probably were MAC champs. They're always competing.
He's shaking his head.
I have no idea.
Yes, Mr. Bevilacqua.
It's a weird situation where something's going to come out eventually. They had to have a reason to put him on paid leave. What it was,
we
can agree or disagree with it, but we don't know yet.
They should. They have a right. We have a right to know.
It's a public institution.
You know what? His feedback on eBay got too low. His rating.
What's he selling on eBay?
Cock chairs.
You know what he's doing? He's selling the equipment.
Ooh.
For profit.
Who's going to buy it?
He's selling Russell Athletic jerseys.
The UFL is buying all of his equipment.
Oh, man.
It's a difficult situation.
What? Difficult situation?
In these typical times.
It's a good deep track.
Too many choices.
Fantastic DMB song, Under the Table and Dreaming. One of 1993.
One of our favorite hillbillies admits to breaking NCAA rules. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are a little stop and go and causing a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the west side from Mount Street to 71. And there's a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Protect your home with R&R Foundation Specialist. Family owned, honest, and pressure free. Get expert waterproofing, fair quotes, and smart advice that puts your home first. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com. Your trusted local pros in foundation and waterproofing. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:30. We'll talk about the loss last night in Raleigh. When's their next game? Tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow night. Give me a second right here.
That's all right.
They got the Senators coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock right here.
Ed Orgeron, former LSU head coach.
Coach O. He
was on the Bussin' with the Boys show.
Everybody's bussin' with the boys now, aren't they?
And he was asked if, he could handle the new NIL rules if he were to come back and coach.
Could Coach O handle the NIL rules?
Would you like me to read this as Coach O or just read it like a normal person?
Would I want it any other way?
They say, hey, coach, you've been out of coaching for a while. How are you going to adjust to the NIL? I said, well, it's a minor adjustment. What do you mean, coach? Well, back then, we used to walk through the back door with the cash. Now we just walk through the front door with the cash.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Rafa Salafusha one that ever got past number one.
What are you saying?
Play it one more time.
We're never going to get
it. Play it one more time.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Rafa Salafusha one that ever got past number one.
Glad y'all didn't have that raffle. She's selling the food to get past number one.
That makes no sense.
Of course it makes no sense.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Rafa Salafusha who never got past number one.
I think you may have something with the word raffle. Raffle could be in
raffles
there.
In there. Would someone from Louisiana or close tell us what the hell he's saying?
Well,
we've had that clip for 5 years.
To Lane Kiffin, because Lane Kiffin.
Lane's talking like Ed now?
Here's what he had to say. He said, admitted that landing in Baton Rouge and driving by LSU's Tiger Stadium changed things for him. The drive inspired him to call former LSU coach Ed Orgeron.
Well, he wants a job, you know
who
that.
He was well known for his Cajun accent. Kiffin had to channel his inner Orgeron on Monday. Kiffin said, quote, "The car drives by as we're going in the office, and as you drive by Tiger Stadium, it's lit up. And you're like, I absolutely made the right decision. And it all went away. Actually, we're going by Tiger Stadium, and I called one person. I called Ed Orgeron. And I said, hey, man, all I can do, this place just makes me want to talk like you right now. And I did. He said he's channeling Ed Orgeron. He's talking now with a Cajun accent.
There's something about that place.
Brian Kelly goes down there and
Brian Kelly
in 2 seconds.
One. I just want to say.
I got to tell you.
I say, I'm here for my family. And I'm ready to win some football games.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
I want to have an actual vote on this. I want to know what is the best real commercial of all time that we've played on this show, so that it's that Ed Orgeron Hummer ad.
Like a full commercial.
I have some other ones that I want to play you.
Well, I know.
Hold on now. Don't go too fast.
Whoa.
There's a couple other ones that we've played on this show many times. Of course, there's this one, which, again, I don't want to taint the jury, but could be my all-time favorite.
Hola, Sammy Sosa here, and I love Arma Hot Dog so much. I'm going to sing about it. Hot dogs, Arma Hot Dogs. ¿A quién le gusta Arma Hot Dogs? A los niños, a la niña, que se quieren reír. A los chicos, a la chica, que se quieren divertir. Dame Hot Dogs, Arma Hot Dogs. The dogs keep loads to buy. I love those Arma Hot Dogs.
All right, Teddy, if it's just between those two, Ed Orgeron Hummer, Sammy Sosa, Armor Hot Dog, which one gets your vote?
I like Coach O.
Coach O?
Yeah, I prefer him.
Say quick answer for me, Slammin' Sammy.
Yeah, Sammy for
quick.
Me, too.
My pop-pop used to sing that song in the kitchen when I would visit his house.
All right, now, but it's not just between those two. There's more. How about some Pete Rose?
Susanna, Kiana, I need some new furniture.
Pete, I really like this Lane sofa.
I really like this Lane sofa.
I really love this Paula Deen kitchen table.
I really love this Amish kitchen table.
I just have to have this Paula Deen bedroom set.
But Kiana, I just have to get this Paula Deen bedroom set.
Pete, I've been trying to tell you and Kiana that Munchness Furniture has the lowest prices in Cincinnati with savings up to 70% off.
Wow, we'll take it all.
All
right. Now, what's
been
better,
before
though?
Paula Deen's downfall?
Yeah, Paula Deen wasn't yelling the N-word then. Is that Pete Rose commercial better, or is this one?
Tom, I'm going to tell you something I never told anyone.
What's that, Pete?
I hate eating alone.
I'm going to make sure you don't eat alone.
Really?
Incredible as it may sound, buy or lease a newer used car truck from Tom Gill Chevrolet, and you and the guests will have dinner with my buddy Pete Rose.
You heard it. Dinner with me.
Take any test drive, and I'll give you a DVD of Pete's new movie. Buy or lease, you and the guests will have dinner with Pete Rose.
Tom Gill Chevrolet, Florence, Kentucky.
All right, which one's better?
That's a lot of dinner.
That's just
Pete.
Yeah, that's Pete. Nothing there. That's terrible.
What are we just lying
that's
there?
That's not even funny.
Every time,
it's more sad than anything, isn't it?
How many dinners does Pete have to have?
All right, hold on now. Hold on, we're not done. So which one do we want to throw into the hopper? The furniture one?
Yes.
That's better? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, wait. Another one. Ric Flair.
Can I get one of those woo tickets?
Excuse me?
one of those woo tickets.
It's not woo, it's woo!
Woo!
Woo! Introducing Ric Flair's new woo! Scratch-off ticket for the North Carolina Educational Lottery with a top prize of $100,000. It's enough to make anyone say, woo!
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 We just got some breaking news, kids. Did you see this?
What? No. What
Sharon,
is it?
Sharon Moore's been fired.
I told you he might be a bum. He's done?
He's done.
He's done. Fired?
Pete Thamel, Dan Wetzel.
Are you sure?
Schefter. Yeah, Schefter's on this, man.
Okay. It's just for cause. That's why.
For cause.
He's a cheat.
Let me tell you something.
There's no cheating going on. Come on. What are you talking about?
No.
Wow. That is a huge. Here we are just playing dumb commercials.
We're playing Pete Rose.
It's a light day. It's a light Wednesday. And now we got this. Sharon Moore going to be fired for cause.
Wow.
I mean, you got to assume that something else must be coming now.
Yeah, because, I mean, he was deleting those text messages, but he had that suspension at the time for, two games?
Right, I thought they punished him.
So that was time served. So was there something else that they found out, or,
I mean, the NCAA already handed out all their crap. I mean, Harbaugh got the 10-year show cause penalty.
Yeah, they handed everything down.
Did anybody ever feel at the time, I mean, obviously, whatever our situation was, whether Michigan had their cheating scandal, we also had to look in the mirror and say, you know what? If they're doing that, fine. There's a part of Ohio State's side where you had to figure out a way to rise above that and still come out with a win. And in last year's game, too, you still had to figure out a way to come out with a win. So he's gotten the taste of beating Ohio State. But when he got that job, nobody felt like that was some big-time hire, right? He was already on Jim Harbaugh's staff.
He was on the staff.
I think if Michigan fans told you they were that thrilled about it, they'd be lying to you. This was not like Ryan Day getting the gig.
He beat Ohio State last year. He's crying. You had to make that call. Actually, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was 8-5 in his first full year last year. Last year was his first full year, and he capped it with the big win against Ohio State. It was a 4-loss Big Ten season, and they weren't.
Yeah, but they're firing him
for
cause.
Maybe that's because they weren't happy with the way the program's going. So they're like, well, we could fire him for cause because he did these other things and we want to move on so we can move on but not have to pay him.
Isn't there some statute of limitations, though?
No.
What I'm saying is we weren't offended enough to fire you 3 months ago, but now that you lost to Ohio State, we're offended now. You're fired.
Yeah, yes. But 9-3, as much as I think if we extend this out, I wouldn't think if we saw 5 years, 6 years of Sharon Moore, in my opinion, the cream was going to rise to the top. And what's going on here in Columbus, they're coming to Columbus next year. I think I have in my mind now the way that's going to go. I shouldn't speak too soon, though. We know, respect the rivalry. We've still lost 4 of the last 5. I get all that. I didn't think this guy was going to be a big-time college football badass on the block.
I didn't think so either,
but he's still
9-3
but this
year. But I also didn't have him on, December 10th getting fired.
No, you don't get fired for football performance after 8-5, and then you do a step better, you're 9-3, even though you lost to Ohio State.
We'll dig into this.
Interesting.
And see what else we can find. More breaking news. Sharon Moore fired at Michigan. More coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's causing slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 315. Emergency crews are on scene, causing slower traffic from US 23. And there's a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listening to T-Bone and Tyvus, all the F words apply. Football, food, and fun, and fat, and furry. They both have beards. And they dress up like animals and hump things. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
We got some breaking news, kids, just coming down in the last 10 minutes or so.
Brace yourselves, everybody. Major college football news.
Sherrone Moore has been fired by Michigan for cause.
Gone.
Now, Michigan has just released a statement. UM head football coach Sherrone Moore has been terminated with cause effective immediately. Following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. Biff Poggy, or Pogi, I don't know.
I think it's Pogi.
Has been appointed head football coach in an interim capacity, effective immediately. So, he was dipping something in the honey hole that he probably shouldn't be doing. I like how quickly they move on something like this, but they have clear evidence of a cheating scandal within the football program, and the official response
is two
for
games.
2 years has been,
it's nothing.
You can't prove anything.
Well, no, I mean, you can prove some things, and we'll punish our guys accordingly. Deleted text messages, filming areas of the sideline that you're strictly not allowed to film per Big Ten rules. But, oh, you know, it's just a part of the game. Stealing signs, everybody does it. Nothing, right?
Look, I fully understand being a man.
I'm a man.
That men are disgusting. We are just disgusting human beings.
Oh, I'm not going to argue with that. Yeah,
and
we are.
We have impure thoughts all hours of the day. I mean, if you can crawl in my brain right now, you'd be terrified. Okay? But I just do not understand Sherrone Moore. What's his name at Michigan State? See, I forgot already.
Mel Tucker. Talk about gross.
You know, these guys,
right, Mel.
They're in these high-profile jobs.
Away.
You know, and for what? To make Mr. Pee-Pee happy for 20 minutes at a time? I just don't understand that.
And it doesn't matter when it comes to an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. You know what your company handbook is. You know whether something's on the up and up, and if it's documented. Every place is different. You have to know what you're going into.
Go to the bar, though,
but
Timmy.
Is he married? There's another thing.
But
I don't know what his personal relationship status is.
It doesn't even matter.
No,
stupid are you?
It just goes to build on top and layer on top of
crap where you eat.
I don't know.
It makes no sense to me.
You're the head football coach at Michigan. You are born on third base.
Oh, don't say that now.
Look at that.
No, don't say that.
You took over a national championship winning program. You're on third base. You did hardly anything to build that thing up. And look what you got to take over. Oh, my God.
Now,
but your interim win over Ohio State and you won last year, and then this is how it ends for you?
I'm seeing now. Again, this is not an official statement, and this is not really anybody credible reporting it, but that's not going to stop me from talking about
it. Ward Manuel was actually signed on that statement that you just read. That's the athletics director.
No, that, what I read was credible. However, yeah, there's people commenting that I guess in Michigan land, it had been rumored for a while that he got this woman pregnant.
Oh, gosh.
So maybe that was
like a little Rick Pitino situation, Louisville basketball going on. Oh,
no, Rick terminated the pregnancy, and then he pawned off the affair on one
but
of his assistant coaches.
He got somebody pregnant.
Yes, he did indeed.
Stands to say.
He did. What a story
scenes
this is.
From an Italian restaurant.
Bottle of red. Jesus.
In the back of the restaurant.
See, this is, again, I don't want to toot my horn here, but this is the thing that I love about radio and the immediacy of stuff like this. Because as awesome as podcasts are, you don't have the instant reaction to something like that.
Unless it's a live podcast.
All right, Johnny.
but here we are. This is what we get. And we didn't see this coming, so...
Man, Matt Campbell saying you couldn't have done this 2 weeks earlier.
Oh, I saw our buddy Dave Holmes had a little tweet about that.
I went to Penn State. I could have gone to Michigan.
Yeah.
All that.
What are you doing now?
I don't know.
It's too late in the game. There's nobody out there. Brian Kelly? That's a big job. It's one of the biggest jobs that just became available.
I tell you, you want to swing?
And their associate
swing
head
big?
Coach Bill Pogge is not going to take
you
that
wanna
gig.
You want to swing big?
Go back and get Jim.
No.
cause and everything.
You call up South Bend.
You get Marcus.
You call Marcus.
Take right? him from Mr. Belavacqua?
Yes, Mr. Belavacqua.
I mean, I don't know. What else is your play?
Again, I don't.
Brian Kelly?
That's what I just said. I mean,
I wasn't listening to you.
I just said that.
Chip Kelly?
No. Chip Kelly cannot be the head coach at Michigan.
Jim Kelly?
He's not.
Kelly Kapowski?
How's Jim doing?
I think Jim had cancer, but I think.
I did just see him in that Hallmark Christmas movie, and he looked pretty good.
Okay.
He's having a fun time, a little cameo in that movie. It just came out like 2 weeks ago.
Former Buckeye Rob Kelly?
I have one for you.
Who's that?
How about we had Jim Harbaugh, right? How about John Harbaugh leaves the Ravens?
I got to tell you, the Ravens are playing poo-poo.
Yeah, gets out.
They're playing poo-poo football. You're right.
Wow.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Mike Tomlin, if not John Harbaugh.
Mike Tomlin has said over and over again, why do we just do this? It's lazy. He has said over and over again that he'd rather be dead
than coach college football.
And we're all like, nah, that's not real.
Nobody throws his name out for college football jobs. I just pulled that out of my ass.
No,
I don't know.
People were talking about him for the Penn State job.
Really?
It's like, oh, it's just a natural fit. It's a natural fit.
No,
he hates it.
I wasn't even being serious. And John Harbaugh, that's not happening. Not in a million years.
I could see that.
No, it ain't happening.
I think you're poo-pooing that too soon.
If John Harbaugh winds up being their guy, I'll do anything you want. Okay?
We could have some fun with this, Teddy.
Oh, my.
Who was the radio guy that got his nipples pierced? That's a start.
I'll get a stud.
That's a start. Except it's not going to be your nipples.
No, no, no.
We're going to have a chain. Your nipples be pierced and goes right to your sack. Three-way studs. My God. Trick of the Ravens.
Just go with the, I'll do the triangle from the belly button to the nipples with the chain triangle
right, more,
in the middle.
More conversation about Sharon Moore getting fired at Michigan for apparently having an affair with a staffer. My God. And Timmy wants to slander some great American cinema. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a five-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. And watch for a crash that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 downtown near 4th Street. Crews are on scene causing some extra delay. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels from Baseball Free Agency. The Baltimore Orioles are working on a five-year contract worth $155 million to pry first baseman Pete Alonso away from the New York Mets. The five-time All-Star failed to get a long-term deal to remain with the Mets. Meanwhile, from college football, former Ohio State offensive lineman Mike Jacobs today named the new head coach at Toledo. He's been a head coach at various levels for the past 10 years, most recently the head coach at Mercer. He replaces Jason Candle, who left for UConn. Washington Commanders announcing today that quarterback Jaden Daniels will be sidelined this weekend against the New York Giants with an elbow injury. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals signed former Ohio State Buckeye wide receiver Xavier Johnson to their practice squad. This update brought to you by Green & Sons, family-owned and operated for over 45 years, Green & Sons will help you find your next Kubota tractor located in Mount Sterling and north of Marysville. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Breaking news today, which was so shocking to Paul Keels he didn't include it in his update, was that Michigan has fired Sharon Moore with cause. This just coming down in the last
30 minutes or so.
20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And they have released a statement. Says they have found credible evidence that he was engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. They went on to talk about zero tolerance and all that crap.
There were some message board rumors about this.
There's always message board rumors about stuff, though.
I know, you could just sort of, there's a rumor about almost damn near everything.
I saw on the message board that Ryan Day's brother is a public investigator, private investigator in New Hampshire.
I'm sure he's the one that busted the lid on this situation.
You think
so? He came in from New Hampshire, was staying at the Holiday Inn right outside of Ann Arbor and was doing his work for the last 3 months. Nailed the lid on this coffin.
Man. All right.
He done.
So now where do they go here?
I have no idea, like, where you go at this stage of the game. We threw out some quick names. I don't know where you turn at this point, but you're going to be poaching somebody. It's just going to have a domino effect is what this is going to have. Because you're going to take a look at some of these up-and-coming head coaches. You could take a look at some guys that have seniority in power conferences.
Do guys who passed on other jobs, other opportunities, and took extensions, or at least agreed to extensions, because nothing's really been signed yet, do they circle back to those guys? I mean, does Kurt Cignetti get a phone call?
Yeah, you're going to call, but I wouldn't even bother with him at this point.
And yeah, I know this rubs people the wrong way.
Done. I think he's staying, but there's no job he's going to take.
The
now.
Michigan job is a bigger job than the Penn State job. Sorry if that bothers you, but it is.
Oh, for sure. I agree with that. I mean, for your inclusion in the greatest rivalry in sports, too. I mean, you're a famous football brand. You got the Ohio State rivalry. You've got an ability to recruit. You've got the facilities. You've got the 100,000-seat stadium. You've got a lot going for you at Michigan. Do you have any names that are, like, off the top of your head?
Well, you poo-pooed the John Harbaugh name, which I think is pretty good.
We got to get on off of John Harbaugh.
You said you get your sack pierced if that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm holding you to it, buddy.
I didn't say sack pierced.
You said you would do anything, I did. Then I said sack pierced.
I guess. That hurt? The sack pierced?
Yes, very much.
Am I allowed to do that since I just got vasectomy? I mean,
Are you allowed to do it?
I just got my sack pierced. Is that not qualified?
No, you had your sack violated and rearranged. Teddy, what else do you think? We said Brian Kelly. I said you call Marcus Freeman over at Notre Dame.
Somebody in the chat actually mentioned Jim Harbaugh's son, Jay Harbaugh, who's in Seattle with the Seahawks. He's a special teams coach there, but just his name alone, and you know, he's been obviously with Michigan before. Man. I don't know if you want to go back to the Harbaugh name at all, though, after what had happened. Do you want to just wash yourselves of that and just go a whole new direction? Well,
Jay was on the staff with Dad, was he not?
Yeah.
The same dad who got a 10-year show cause penalty.
Exactly.
But then again, Michigan's arrogant. I can see them doing something like that.
What about trying to come up with some reserved names that have kind of been floated around out there? I believe.
What about 100-year-old Marv Levy?
Marv Levy. The great. He's alive?
Yes.
And he's approaching 100?
I think he is 100.
I didn't know that. Did Lincoln Riley just extend at USC?
He didn't extend.
He'd been getting floated out there for Penn State, right? I know it's in conference, but there's something to think about.
I agree.
What about someone like Eli Drinkwitzy from Mizzou? He had been sort of a hot name for what he had built there. App State, Mizzou. He, I believe, just got an extension. But who the hell cares, right?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, dude. if you're Michigan, I don't care if you just extended yesterday.
You're going to have the boosters out there, and you got billionaires. And
you know what would be hilarious is if you pop up there and grab James Franklin from Virginia Tech before he even coaches a game. He couldn't do it. James couldn't sleep. The stuff that he touts, you know, those things that he says and does, he can't handle the pressure
in State College.
Yeah. He can't win the big games anymore.
No, I still say a guy like Brian Kelly, for just what he's done, consistency with his run at Notre Dame.
If you call Les Miles, right?
Yeah. He's a Michigan man.
That's right. Wishful thinking. Now,
what about some... Here's one.
Saban?
No. Here's one.
Yeah, let's throw his name on.
On merit alone and what he has done, wins, losses... as a college football coach, but he's still relatively new coaching college football. And so your hope would be that he is still on the rise. Also has a couple of health issues, though, that might concern you. He's very flashy. Do you know where I'm going? No. Deion Sanders, prime time.
We don't know.
At a place like Michigan.
We know that Deion had a son that could play quarterback, and he got Travis Hunter.
I know. There's a lot about Deion we don't know.
We don't know.
I'm just floating it out there.
And his limbs keep falling off.
Right.
That's also a concern.
And he's got the bladder issues. He's got health issues. I get it. And I don't know if he's fit for a big-time job. He certainly has not proven it based on what he has done at Colorado.
Don't even say just Urban to me, out there. Stupid idiots. It's not
he's
Urban.
One of the
most
famous Michigan football players of all time.
Tom Brady?
Let's go, Tom.
Tom Brady. You got...
I'll be the head coach. I'll be the second.
Charles Woodson. Desmond Howard.
Come on. No, they're not stupid.
Any of those guys?
Let's get Lou Holtz back in the game.
Yeah, where's he at?
Let's let Ryan Day really beat up on Lou Holtz.
Well, what about, Matt Patricia?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Former Lions coach.
I was going to say, they don't like him much in Michigan.
No, they don't. But
God, you can't do that after spending 1 year at Ohio State. I mean, you could, but you would know, like, that relationship is dead and gone.
Talk about Woody and Bo part two.
Whoa.
Ryan Day may, we'll have a bearded man bum fight.
They would just stare at each other from one side of the sideline to the other. What's Rhett Lashley up to?
Rhett Lashley?
Rhett Lashley. Is he SMU's guy? Or did he move on from SMU onto something else?
He's too Southern.
He's too Southern.
By the way, Jim Knowles got a job today. Goes to Tennessee.
Yeah.
To be their defensive coordinator.
Knowles is moving on.
Yeah.
Boy, we've just named a lot we've of names. We've named
about everybody.
This is a Man and Timmy segment. Name names. How about Lane Kiffin? Let's go get him.
Oh, Kiffin.
Oh, I'm Kiffin.
Oh, hey. Lane Kiffin. Oh, hi. Mickey Mouse has shown up.
Lane Kiffin.
Dropping Lane Kiffin. Oh, little Lane boy.
Didn't Kerry Combs
What if Lane Kiffin did take the Michigan job? I would not, if I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I'd be less surprised than if that happened.
Who was the running back we were just talking about? I was like, they do things the right way here in Michigan, not like Ohio State. Where
Jordan Marshall.
Yeah.
About the right stuff. Well, he wasn't talking about Sharone. He was talking about Tony Alford.
Well, whatever, man.
Good, clean man.
Last two coaches go out in disgrace. Yeah. Nice program you got there.
The right way,
my God. What do you even do as a Michigan fan today? What do you even have to say? Like, you're going to live on that 4-game winning streak forever? I mean, they got a national championship. Yes, you got that. But you've got to talk your way around the cheating scandal whenever you bring that up. What an embarrassment.
Yeah. But the fans actually, maybe they'll be happy if they get the right guy in there, because a lot of them didn't like Sharone Moore there, right?
You could tell that he just didn't really have mean streak, that it factor as a coach.
I understand, but the question is, who's the right name, though?
I don't know.
What would make them happy?
That's the big question, yeah. We'll have to wait and see.
Fascinating. Fascinating turn of events.
Absolutely.
All right, Timmy wants to slander some good old-fashioned American cinema. He'll do so, pissing me off, coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is causing a 5-minute holdup on westbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and Hague Avenue. And you're looking at a 15-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and Morse Road. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Join now
at the Ohio Lot.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Windy and turning colder, scattered rain showers to snow showers into your night on this Wednesday. Temperatures holding around 35 degrees, down to the mid-20s by Thursday morning. A couple of flurries and it will be brisk. More clouds, flurries, and a windy finish on Thursday with highs only in the low 30s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3 p.m. The Fan.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
Delicious. We got major news in college football here today. Sharone Moore, the head coach at the University of Michigan, is the head coach no more. He has been fired for cause. There was an investigation, and it was found that he had improper relationships with a staffer. So that's where we are. We'll get back to that as we continue the show here. But
we've just been naming names.
We've just been throwing names out.
Who could go out there? Teddy said
some guys
John
are 100
Harbaugh,
years old.
Which I like. Yeah,
they name names.
The three that we didn't say are the two guys that get, you know, linked to everything. Well, Jesse Minter is with Jim Harbaugh now at the Chargers. He was their DC. He's still a younger dude. Joe Brady is a guy that gets linked to a lot of stuff. He's in Buffalo right now. He was at LSU when you had the run with Coach O and Joe Burrow, and possibly making a play for someone like Kalen DeBoer to bring him back to the North. I mean, he's from South Dakota. Of course, he's doing his thing at Alabama, but you would absolutely try to make a run for him. Probably get told no, but you at least do that. Okay, so we last week on the show had started up a little debate. It got a little contested.
Well, somebody asked me a question.
Because the trilogies that we're talking about here, they're both great. They're both fantastic.
First of all, it's not a trilogy. Back to the Future is a trilogy.
We're talking about...
Indiana Jones is not a trilogy. There's five movies.
Okay. I thought we were kind of still...
That's a five of a G.
I got it.
Looky here.
I got it.
Somebody asked me, you can only keep one. The other doesn't exist. It never existed. It's erased from your brain. And everybody else's. Back to the Future or Indiana Jones. And that was a really tough one. I really struggled with it. You said Back to the Future very quickly. Teddy, what'd you decide on? Indy?
Yeah, I can't do without The Last Crusade. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
And I toyed with it. I went back and forth. Ultimately, I think I went with Back to the Future, but it was a very difficult decision. But you, my friend, I felt you were crapping on Indiana Jones a little bit too much.
This is where you're just making stuff up again.
No, go ahead. No, what are you about to do here?
We got the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull here. We're just making things up. I don't even know if that's what that...
It
Gemstone
is, and
did.
It sucked.
Nailed
bad.
It. It's pretty good.
No, Ted, stop.
Ted, I've gone back and I've started to rewatch. And I did Raiders of the Lost Ark. I thought it was beautiful.
It's a great movie.
I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is brilliant. And you know what?
Wonderful movie.
When you watch that on Amazon Prime, I'm telling you, it is smoking hot 4K.
Good upscaling.
I don't know how they do it. It looks like it came out yesterday. It's gorgeous. You got to pop that thing on. When he's standing there and he gets in his stance, and he's taking the sand out of the bag and getting ready to get the golden skull that dirtbag Belloc, the French archaeologist who's his antagonist, is about to steal from him when he runs away from the boulder. What an iconic scene and how picturesque it looked. I did not remember that's a young Frank Molina, I think. The guy that played Doc Ock in Spider-Man.
That's right.
Yeah, he's... I probably messed up his name, but he's in the beginning of that movie.
It's former Angels catcher Benji Molina.
Alfred Molina is the actor. He gets the spikes.
No mention
right
at all?
No.
On the Benji Molina?
Benji Molina's good. Benji Molina's
he's fat.
So, anyway. Anyway, I did Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Fat leaf.
Can I get back to what I'm saying?
Go ahead. Who's stopping you?
Raiders of the Lost Ark, good. I didn't have a whole lot of criticisms about it.
And it's
outrageous at the end when they open the ark and you have faces that are melting and
it's dealing Belloc's with head supernatural explodes. Forces that we don't understand.
Right,
Timmy.
God doesn't want you to be messing around with all that.
No, it's not for
alone.
You.
It's the Ten Commandments in there. Those
that was
for Moses.
That was for Moses and
for
no
Moses.
One else.
Don't Moses
be stealing
the roses.
Moses's crap.
So did that one.
It's the 11th commandment.
It's the 11th. Don't steal my crap. So I finished that, and then I went to the one that I already told you was down my list a little bit. When it came to my memories as a kid in the Indiana Jones watching that I did, I'm with you, Teddy. It was Last Crusade all the way. Last Crusade is probably one of my favorite
Last
movies.
Crusade's greatest. It's a great movie.
One of my favorite movies just in general.
Yeah, it's a great movie, but I don't know why we have to throw mud at what you're about to do here.
I'm watching Temple of Doom. I fire that one up.
And then?
I mean, you got Short Round in that one.
He's annoying.
Is he? What's that actor's name?
Annoying.
Kehoe Kwan, I believe.
No time for love, Dr. Jones. He's driving the cab. He's saving his life.
Yeah, and that's pretty
nice
early
job.
In the movie.
No
time for love line. That's pretty early in the movie. Yeah, Kate Capshaw, who then
Mary
Steven Spielberg.
The whole movie.
Jeez.
Stop the screaming.
Just some... you know,
she's out of her element.
Downstairs,
give her a backbone.
Floozy that just winds up being a part of the plot. She's nothing. Like, what is she doing?
Yeah,
Indiana Jones.
Also,
what are you doing, Ted?
You're gonna
jump on the bandwagon.
They need to have a better character for her.
I'm just saying, Indiana too. Like, let's not absolve him for some of the stuff that goes on in the beginning of this movie. I want to say, like, I watched the first 30 to 40 minutes so far, and then I had to take a break, and it is about as ridiculous and outrageous as any action movie you are ever going to see. The beginning of Temple of Doom.
What
and it only gets crazier when they're ripping guys.
It's a supernatural. He's ripping people's hearts, still beating hearts out of their bodies.
Can we not do what we do?
Go ahead.
This is what we're here to do. I understand it's a movie. Are we not supposed to diagnose it and talk about what's crazy about it, what's not? So there's Indy, who grabs the singing woman. She's singing in Mandarin at the beginning. She could just be speaking gibberish. I don't know. She even knows the language. I would probably put that past her. I don't think she speaks that language for 1 minute. And so she's singing, she's dancing. Forget the song she's singing. What is the song
Anything
she's singing?
Goes?
Anything Goes. That's right. Yeah, thank you. And then all of a sudden, Indy just like holds a fork up against her like he's going to kill her. He's having some confrontation with the guys from Shanghai. Well, no, before he got poisoned, they were having a little disagreement about the payment for the artifact that he found. And, you know, they spin around the thing on the Lazy Susan.
She's in on it.
She's in on it?
She's with them. She's a bad guy, too.
She doesn't know anything.
She has no idea what the hell is going on.
She's the ringleader.
She just wants to go back to her apartment with her cats.
Yeah. It's true.
She can't be bothered for a second.
I didn't realize she was two against one on this.
She can't even ride an elephant for 5 seconds. Oh, you can't get on this. You're in the middle of the jungle. This is all we have.
Oh, we're talking about Kate Capshaw now.
Kate Capshaw, but no.
Oh, I thought you meant the first woman who was singing.
No.
In Mandarin.
No. No, Kate Capshaw.
I haven't seen the movie in a while. I got to go watch it again.
So, like, Indy just grabs her and then holds a fork up to her like he's going to murder her if his deal doesn't go right. I'm like, what are you doing this for, you know? So then they have the whole crazy scene where machine gun fire is happening. He's trying to get his hands on the antidote and it's skipping around and the diamond is going all over the place too. It gets lost in the ice. So then just all of a sudden, all these things are happening. You have no idea what's going on with this plot. And then there's the chase scene where, yes, you've got this tiny little Chinese boy who's like, looks like he's 4 years old and he's driving a car. They're in the back seat. They fall out of this building. They land in the car.
That's
They're
the hilarity
around
of it.
And then
it's absurd.
5 minutes goes on. They're on an airplane. So like, boom, like here we are. We're on an airplane. It's got flat tires. We're heading the hell out of here. We're going to fly through the mountains of Nepal. We don't even know where the hell in the world we are. We're leaving Shanghai. We're going west or something. And then it's nighttime. Then it's daylight. And this is the thing that gets me. Like, they're flying through the mountains and they realize that they had like rigged the plane. It's got no gas in it. It's going to crash. And they're in the Himalayas or somewhere. And you think that they're going to pull off this stunt where he's going to have them jump out and they're going to time it. So they're like right at the peak of a mountain. And maybe there's a, you know, 30-foot drop.
You can't
and they're going to,
there's
a 30-foot drop and they're going to land on the slope.
They had a perfectly good raft.
Triple X style. And they're going to float down. Okay. So when they do the yellow raft stunt, it's like there's a 7,000-foot plummet.
Come on.
What the hell are we doing? Like, Spielberg, make it a little bit. I know it's a movie, but there has to be some semblance of, okay, they could make it. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. They're falling and falling and falling. They would have been dust.
Timmy.
They fall on the mountain and they're like, oh, here we go.
At what point did you think this movie was going to be any different? The first installment of the series had Nazis' faces melting off from the power of the Ark.
I can at least buy that, though, because it's the power of the Ark. What do you think? Yes, there's some mystery to it. There's some magic to it. But they opened the Ark. I'm fine with some lightning and some faces melting. If you're going to fall out of an airplane with a raft, you can't fall 17,000 feet and then just make it. And then when you fall off the edge of a cliff, you're like, oh, there's a waterfall coming up. What's it going to be, 20 feet, 30 feet? I'm going to hit some rocks and they'll be good. No, they fall 7,000 feet off of a cliff and they just land in the water.
Like, lots of thousands.
And then they're just paddling away. And I don't know. I thought it was the most outrageous beginning to an action flick that quite possibly has ever been done. Temple of Doom.
I'm going to go home and watch it tonight.
That's why I was always down on my list for the Indiana Jones films.
I'm going to go watch it tonight where they sit at the big banquet table and have some chilled monkey brains.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff,
baby.
Wait
till you get to the heart ripping. Wait till you get to the ripping hearts right out of the chest. That's the best stuff. Don't they have like a mine shaft chase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Mine good shaft.
Mine shaft is good.
That makes the raft escape look pedestrian.
It does.
All right, name dropping. Are we going to have Rimmer on? Is he doing the video link?
Yeah, he's connected.
Okay. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
So we've got a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on that north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. And if you're on northbound 315 going from Town Street to North Broadway, also a 10-minute delay there. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole on 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village, it's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
He is the legendary voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets. Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims! Hello, Rims!
Hello, Jeff!
Oh. All right. hey, technology at its finest. Just have him call on the phone, Teddy. We're trying to do the video link with him.
Oh. I can't hear you.
Rimer figured this out last week.
Ooh, there's some fire in words of Ted right there. We had the B team figure this out last.
I'm sorry, Teddy.
Who do you think Rimmer thinks is going to be the next Michigan head coach?
Oh, somebody.
My good friend, John Davidson.
Newt Rockne, possibly.
I went to the prom with Newt.
Newt?
We shared a limo.
Is it Newt or K-Newt? I think there's a little Knute. I think you pronounce that hard K at the beginning.
I don't think so,
and then breeze
man.
Through it.
No, I don't think so.
Knute Rockne.
Mm-mm.
I got to go, Rock. It's okay. I'm not afraid. Sometimes when the boys are up against it and the breaks are beating the boys, tell them to go in there with all they got and win just one for the zipper. I don't know where I'll
be. You wish we were still talking about Temple of Doom now, don't you?
Oh, you're going to watch
As
Temple
we just
of Doom.
Sit here and wait for an old man to answer his cell phone.
I got to see an old man about a dog.
There he is. Rims, can you hear us now, my friend?
I sure can. I apologize. You guys look great. I could hear Ted in the studio, but for some reason, I wasn't getting programmed.
Well, let's blame Teddy sucks. He doesn't know what he's doing. So, Jackets last night in Carolina, they lose 4-1. Give us your thoughts on the performance.
Well, let's talk about the road trip as a whole. And obviously disappointing. They pick up one of a possible 6 points. I was at that game in Florida, a wild one it was. And obviously, they played better last night. They went against a pretty tough, defensive, strong team. Stahl was outstanding, shutting down, Werenski and the Jackets' top line. And give Carolina credit because they're an excellent team, as is Colorado, for that matter. They may be the best in the NHL. But certainly a disappointment coming home with just one of a possible 6 points. But the guys are going to have to pick up their socks. They've got Edmonton tomorrow, Ottawa tomorrow, playing here at home. And they're going to need a better effort. Outstanding play again from Jet Greaves. But ultimately, it's got to be a team effort.
Something that Mike and I were talking about recently, too, you mentioned the Florida game. I'd like to mention the Washington game, the one that was sandwiched in between, where they just could not generate the offense. And when you look at the three that are packed together now, it's we can't even compete with the Washington Capitals right now. What do you think is the issue there? You'd like to be more competitive against some of your divisional foes, especially Washington at the top of the table there now.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they can't compete with Washington. Washington had the better part of them, obviously, but the Jackets can certainly compete with that team. They've got great goaltending. In fact, that was the story with two of the three games. Last night's performance by Bussey, a kid I've never even watched or heard of before, but yet here he is as a rookie, 27-year-old one at that, has won 9 of 10 games. The Blue Jackets aren't the only team that he has shut down, but fact of the matter is they've got to be better against Washington, and they've got to be better in getting to Logan Thompson, who right now is likely, he's on the bubble to be perhaps, if he's not the starter, the backup goaltender for Team Canada in the upcoming Olympics.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. So you have a 4-game homestand coming up. You got Ottawa, Vegas, Anaheim, and Minnesota. Last sort of stretch of games at home, we had some overtime games. Didn't work out for the Jackets. They wind up getting a point out of them. But this is the time now with the 4 straight at home rims where you got to start stacking up some points.
Oh, no question. I mean, they're only 7 points behind Washington, who lead the division. But for me, and I was talking to John Davidson about this today, for me, the Blue Jackets have the fewest regulation wins, and that is the first tiebreaker. And that kind of hurt the Jackets last year as they went down the stretch. You've got to have those regulation wins. The Jackets are something like 6-4-6. They've only lost 4 regulation games in their last 16, but they're missing out on points. And to take obviously Timmy's point, you need those points to get to the against division opponents, and you need those points against teams in the Eastern Conference. So you're right. 4-game homestand coming up here right now. They got the day off today. It'll be a full skate tomorrow, and they're going to need against Ottawa, a team right now they're within 2 points of. They need to pick up a victory to start this homestand and continue here with those 4 games.
Rims, I know you watch a lot of other hockey games. You're watching games all the time. And yesterday, it was a first in NHL history, actually. There were 4 games that had game-tying goals in the final 15 seconds of regulation. And a couple of those instances, Connor McDavid had one, was in the final 2 seconds. The Jackets were not involved in any of those, but you got to love watching some of the late-game fireworks, right?
I hate to correct you, but
no, you
they
don't.
Were
correct
involved.
Him.
Yeah, they were involved in final seconds. If you think back to that Florida game, final seconds of overtime. And
I know, but this was all. These were scored. 4 games just last night. You're right. We did give up that late one in overtime against Florida, and that stings.
Yeah, but Timmy, let me tell you that this is happening with a great deal of regularity across the board in the National Hockey League, and you've got to be able to shut the door or somehow get that game to a shootout. The Jackets have excelled in shootouts. I'll tell you, not to tell a tale out of school, but I went to that Florida game. I hung around after the game because I wanted to see the guys. I saw a few before the game, and I'll talk about that in name-dropping in a minute, but one player who came up to me in the moments after the game was none other than Elvis Merzlikins, who gave up 7 goals in that game. And he said, "Jeff, did I really give up that game-winning goal with 4 seconds?" Actually, to be honest, it was 3.2 seconds, but they go to the nearest second, and he gave up that goal. Otherwise, it would have gone to a shootout. And as you guys know, the Blue Jackets have excelled in shootouts here this season.
What did you say to him? "Yes, you did, and you suck." Is that what you said?
No, I just said, "Yeah, you did." Yeah. It was less than 4 seconds.
Yeah,
that's reality.
4 seconds remaining.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Always talk about Buyers Imports by the airport. And talking to Kevin King today, you can get right now a brand new 2025 Subaru for zero interest. Let me repeat that. It's one of their models, and the Subarus 2025, they've got a number of them, zero interest till the end of the year, 2025. And those cars are ready for immediate delivery, all kinds of colors, all kinds of options. And I'd suggest you head to Buyers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road.
Thank you, Rims. Name dropping, what do you got?
Well, I spent some time obviously talking to a number of the players, and one in particular that I want to discuss here today was none other than Blue Jackets, for me, the MVP here as we passed the quarter pole, and that's Zach Werenski. I had a great conversation with him after the game, obviously disappointed. He said, we can certainly play better than that. Well, hopefully we would have had a better game for you. But also, once we got some of the discussion of that game against Florida out and out in the open, we kind of looked ahead to the Olympics in February. And I can tell you just how excited Zach is. He feels they've got the team, that they didn't win the battle against Canada and the Four Nations, but he's really convinced that they got the team that can bring home a gold medal for Team USA. He's in a great frame of mind. He is obviously zeroing in on that. I'm glad, too, and I talked about this, that he's getting a lot of recognition around the National Hockey League, and deservedly so. He obviously, first and foremost, wants to get the Jackets winning before they get to the Olympics, because it's going to be a sprint to the finish once they come back after the Olympic Games in Italy.
Thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
I look forward to it. And,
oh, can you tell us the name of the book, by the way? You've been teasing this for 2 weeks.
But you can't just throw it away. We'll save it for next week now. We got to discuss it because I want your input. And it's only part of the title of the book, the way we sit here today.
Jeff, did you see Michigan just fired their head coach today? You got a thought on that?
I saw that. Well, I guess that there was some inappropriate behavior and going against the rules at Michigan, and ultimately he's lost his job. So who coaches the team now here in their bowl game, a lesser bowl at that?
Biff Tannen is going to take over.
It's going to be interesting to see who they find, because there have been so many coaching jobs that have now been decided by teams that ultimately might have been looking at perhaps somebody else. Obviously, Michigan now, they're going to get their short straws against some of the top coaches in their program, I would think.
That's what we pay for, the hard-hitting Michigan football analysis. Thank you, Rims.
It was a perfectly well thought out position.
We got to go. Sorry, Rims. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. It's analysis.
Don't you talk bad about Rimmer.
Don't you talk bad about Scotland.
Don't you do that.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to I-70. And we have a 20-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and Cook Road. This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive Insurance, you can keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today. That's careers.progressive.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tybus. I mean, we can just stay with Alabama. Like, we don't have, I can pretend like I'm an Alabama fan.
They do. And we need to stop acting like they some great team. They're not good.
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
The following...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Beamer and Austin Ward, I'm sure they will be reacting to the big news today. If you're just tuning in, Michigan has fired their head coach, Sherrone Moore, with cause, for cause, for having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. And they said in their statement, there's no room for that at Michigan. Now there's room for cheating and covering all that up, but they draw the line and putting your smoked sausage in someone else's gift basket.
Well, they should. They should do that.
They should draw the line on all of it.
They should draw the line on all those other things as well. But he's got to go, and that's the choice. I did think of another perfectly sane name for where things are in college football right now. You'd think about making that jump based on where you are.
All right.
What about Vandy's man?
Clark Lee.
The Vandy man can. Clark Lee. That's right. Clark Lee.
I mean, that'd be a good
guess.
Not
sure if they just restructured him. They possibly did. Why wouldn't you if you're Vanderbilt? But again, it doesn't matter. If you just got restructured yesterday, if Michigan comes calling and they have $12 million a year to throw at you. I mean, I think that would be a good get at this
stage. I have so many questions, too. Like, how long had they been investigating this? Because they said it was an internal investigation.
Yeah.
Like, did Sherrone Moore know that they were investigating it?
Oh, was I'm sure he did, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Was he dealing with this the week of the Buckeye game?
Excuse?
I don't know if it's an excuse or not, but I mean, we're using the excuse of Brian Hartline is distracted.
And the excuse of the emotion of the Michigan game.
Right, and you know,
Chris Henry Jr. not recruiting or not committing
when
we expected him to, and a lot of things going on, which I don't accept. You still had a one possession game. All in all, I mean, I guess the one thing that I do hold on to is that Ohio State played a pretty bad game for their standards. And they had multiple chances to still clean that up and win that football game. They just didn't. Now, that's a problem if it comes up again.
Let's not do that again, Timmy.
Yes, if you do that again, the season's over. That's one thing I'd like to kind of ask to the Buckeye fans. Well, then, when will you start to get concerned, you know? Hopefully the very next game, if some of the same things follow you close to halftime or into the third quarter, then you got a problem. Because if it happens again, season is over, and we're really not feeling too good about starting 12-0. There might not be a worse feeling than when you start 12-0 and you just got the taste of a repeat national title in your mouth and then you lose the last two games. Yuck.
I got to tell you, this is the first time I've ever said this. I'm really upset that there is no Big Noon Kick pregame show on Saturday because I would love to hear what Dave Portnoy does on that set.
I would pay Julian Sayin sacks of cash, because you remember what that bloodsucker Desmond Howard will do? He's had jokes for CJ Stroud. He has had little pot shots, which we do this show, and again, like, we make fun of each other all the time. It's all well and good. There's time and place. This show, 3-6, is a cesspool. You say whatever you want to say at any point in time. We don't take offense. We do not care. You're at the Heisman ceremony. Guys work their entire life to get there. Big moment. And Desmond Howard's going to go up there and criticize
Julian
someone
Sayin's
like CJ Stroud.
Say anything. He's
Julian
a good, clean boy.
Should have a joke for Desmond Howard when he goes up there.
He should, absolutely.
He should have something to say about this old
so much
situation.
So much to say.
All right, back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I'm asking the chat to maybe take a look at something because I heard this today. Fishy came in here and was telling me that the two-time champ, I guess there's been a couple of day repeat winner on Jeopardy. That's how that goes. I'm not actively watching Jeopardy. I do think sometimes when Teddy talks on the mic, you can see the Jeopardy questions being asked outside the door, the glass door, because
on the TV
our TV is usually on CBS. But I'm looking at this dude. I think it's Will Riley. It says he's an engineer from Houston. It's saying he debuted a couple of days ago on December 8th, so that would be the guy that won. I apparently look like this guy.
Hold on, I'm looking
without glasses, so I guess he's got pinhole eyes because that's what you say I have. You Google this dude, Will Riley Jeopardy.
You don't
should
look
give
like
you an
this
AI
guy.
Overview. That's not me at all.
That's not you. I mean, you're both men.
I don't know. He does
look. He's got a nice little dangly earring, though.
He does look rather boyish, doesn't he? He has a dangly earring?
He's got a hoop earring in his left ear.
He does.
Yeah. He's got a hoop earring in his left. I mean, he's
can
got.
Can anyone do that outside of Michael Jordan
he's
and
got
get away with it?
Very close together eyes, but they're not as pinholy as yours.
Are my eyes too close together? Or are they nice and normal? How are they? Always, you gotta see his face. Anytime I take off my glasses,
like looking at a different
it just stuns him. Is it bad? You don't wear glasses,
odd.
And then you wore glasses, and I like that look.
I know. It's just you. It looks very odd. You don't look like this guy at all, at all.
But the thing that was said, Fishy's lady friend Anna said, "I look like this guy, but I have much better hair than him." Which is very much appreciated.
He's got some pretty good hair.
My hair's a lot more gray than it was when I started here. Oh, God.
This guy looks like a big goober. Just a big moron.
Well, that would be me. Okay, let me put on my glasses so I can finish the show. I saw this one, Mike. We could probably parlay this into tomorrow. We had a little music thing going yesterday. We were talking about top ballads of all time. I was thinking more about that when you had some Aerosmith ones. I thought Dream On for Aerosmith should be one, too. I thought Stairway to Heaven might have been one we didn't mention. Bohemian Rhapsody, low-hanging fruit, also an easy one. But I saw this article, The Telegraph. You got to love The Telegraph,
oh,
right,
yes.
Queen?
Yep. Absolutely.
They were asking their readers to vote on the greatest guitar riff of all time. That's going to get, you know, a million votes for it. But it seemed to settle in on a Led Zeppelin riff, not surprising when you're talking to the Telegraph's readers, and it was Kashmir, famous Jimmy Page song, Kashmir, which now when I have this bed music playing, I can't seem to... Oh, that's the... That's a classic.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I gotta tell you, it's better when you do it.
I gotta tell you that really
I just got a text from somebody.
You text from somebody? What?
This can't be.
Who?
I mean, I don't know.
What?
It's a detail on
Joe
the
Tardy?
Sharon Moore
no.
thing. And I don't know if it's true or not, so I'm not going to go with it. But let's just say if true,
what a tease.
He has more in common than Rick Pitino than we thought.
Bottle of red, bottle of white.
Oh, you hate to see
it
for the Michigan fans.
It all depends upon your appetite.
Want to take a trip to Planned Parenthood? All right, coming up next, it's the Buckeye Show. We'll see you mañana for a big Too Hot Thursday.
Mañana.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic. Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
We've got an accident that's blocking two left lanes on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after 161, causing some hold up there. And there's a 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 670 between 5th Avenue and 270. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.